Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, I'ma tell, bro. Don't he open any letters if it's with the COINTELPRO, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just shit to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off by leaders for the fuck you respect. Violence to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs, some mothers in the kids. Yeah, just today, but shit. I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and throw they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human forms that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Oh, once again, we want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. I am your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we are live in the city of Washington, D.C., for yet another episode of Black Power Radio. Of course, you know we are hooked up on the west side now. We've gotten Los Angeles involved, and it's very hot all over the 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. Tonight we're going to talk about the new Black Panther freedom, justice, and equality through the blueprint of a revolutionary. Now think over these things. We talking about freedom, justice, and equality for years and years and years, and there are factual demonstrations that there has been no justice. The idealism that King had in the dream, the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. talked about a freedom. He wanted freedom to ring from Stone Mountain, Georgia, to the Blue Ridge, to the Allegheny, all the way up to the Red Hills of New Hampshire. that freedom and the vision and the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has yet to be fulfilled in the lives of black people, in the individual King family, in the Akbarian family, and Miss Tavia's out there listening, and the Tavia Tate family. Any family you can think of today have not yet fulfilled the legacy and the vision of the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Malcolm El-Haj Malik al-Shabazz talked about a kind of a freedom, and it never became a fulfillment in the life of Malcolm X or Omar Wali, the freedom fighter. You know him as El-Haj Malik al-Shabazz. And this year we'll be going to Los Angeles for our National Black Power Summit on Malcolm X Day or on El-Haj Malik al-Shabazz Day. But before we do that, oh my, my, we'll be at the National Black Political Forum. It will be in Newark, New Jersey. It's a reenactment of what was held 50 years ago in the city of Newark, where you had some Kenneth Gibson and some guests like Coleman Young, and he had Jesse Jackson and most of the major politicians and freedom fighters, civil rights leaders, and a few activists. But this time we plan to bring many more, at least many more black activists will be involved. Our national minister of communication, beloved brother Doshan Farad, our onboard journalist, has helped to organize this particular forum. And therefore, the sentiments of many black revolutionaries will be felt at this particular political forum being held on April the 28th, the 29th, and probably April 3rd. If you know when the Panther makes a move, we usually take all 3 days of your weekend and dedicate that to some black revolution. So tonight we're talking freedom, justice, and equality through the eyes of a revolutionary, and that is we're bringing it from the RBG, from the red, black, and green. When you asked the question, what was the colors, you understand, the colors of the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey is RBG, red and green. We're bringing tonight, this is evolution to black revolution, and that's why we have come here tonight, to light it up for the blueprint for freedom, justice, and equality from revolution all the way through from the evolution to black revolution. And some call it divine black revolution. And you didn't hear from our brothers at McFadden and Whitehead. Let me give you a dose of that. My. This is our day, brothers and sisters. We must light it up for revolution in our lives with strong belief and conviction. And you heard it from all of them, but you hear from the best of them.
Father, God is my friend.
God loves you, brother and sister. But tonight we're lighting it up from coast to coast. The whole mission is to bring the east to the west and the west to the east. With the love that we have gotten from Almighty God, all he acts of us is that we give each other love. Oh, don't you know you're on Black Power Radio, the most informative radio talk show on the internet. And some have their smartphone, and perhaps you may have an Android paranoid. Some call it their dumb phone. But by whatever device you're on tonight, brother and sister, we want you to tune into Black Power Radio at 646-478-4447. Again, for all of you who are numerically pure at heart, dial 646-478-4447, and you'll be live. Oops, you got to punch one, and you'll be live on Black Power Radio. Again, I am your host, the Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, right here on that east side. And we're going to plug you in, huh? We're going to tune up and tune into that west side. We have Dr. Mellon Desires out on the west coast. And remember, tonight we're talking about the blueprint for freedom, justice, and equality from evolution to black revolution. Stimulate your thought processes and motivate you into action, brothers and sisters. Because, again, Dr. King said, they killed baby girl in the church because you failed to activate. He has commanded activation on every black activist, must activate every black civil rights, every black politician, every black business owner must activate in order to get collective solidarity to move your reparations, anything else you're trying to do, infrastructure in your alley, whatever it is, you must activate to do it. The Holy Quran advises you to activate because it says, not equal are those who forsake their home in the cause of truth and justice, but go out in the cause of the Almighty God than with those who are left home, but yet they remain idle and inactive. Almighty God frowns on you non-activists from the very beginning in the book. So keep it strong, keep it black. But by all means, beloved brother and sister, keep it revolutionary. As we go out to that west side, we're picking up Dr. Mellon Desires on the west. And all of you wishing or desiring to speak tonight, please press 1. I see a lot of familiar faces. I've got New York, Atlanta. I see them lighting up all over the DMV, Maryland District, and Virginia. All of you will get a chance to say what you have to say tonight as we reach out to our honorable Dr. Mellon Desires. We're bringing in our brother from the other side. Our beloved brother Abdullah is coming in from behind the wall in New York Corrections as we bring Dr. Desire live. Welcome to Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Welcome the honorable doctor and the minister, National Minister of Justice, Dr. Mella Desire. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Black Power family, Black Power. How are we doing this evening? We got a lot to unpack for you. Let me know if I'm coming in clear there, Imam. Can you guys hear me?
You're live on Black Power Radio, plus you're loud and clear right here in D.C. Black Power?
Black Power. All right. So I wanted to touch a little bit about what are the blueprints for our youth primarily. And we want to talk about politics. Primarily, what is the role of a congressperson? What is the role of an assemblyman? What is the role of a senator? So let's think about why it's important to know why these local bodies are important to find out how we can move forward if we don't know what their roles are. Now, the most important job we're going to concentrate on is the senator. And why are we going to concentrate on the senator? Because we got to start somewhere, Black family. So what is the role of a senator? It is to represent the people, just like every other branch of government. They are elected by the people to serve the people. A senator, they speak with their citizens about problems, concerns, or suggestions, and whatever issues that they have in that particular district. People elect their senators with the expectation that they will fight for legislation. That's the key word, Black family, legislation. And that what is the best interest for the average citizen. Senators' office take phone calls, emails from citizens who want to share their opinion, as you should exercise that right to make sure your local jurisdiction knows exactly who you are. Now, another role for the senator is to inform the public. In addition to gathering information from the members of the community that you live in is who they represent. A senator must be proactive and diplomatic. Proactive means to actually do something, Black family, just in case we forgot what that meant. They also have to visit schools and local clubs in their district to make the right legislative process. Now, if they serve on committees, senators are required to serve on these Senate committees. Now, each committee has a different focus, such as health, education, business, and national security. Now, this is part of the job 101 that your senators are supposed to carry out for you. Sounds familiar? I tell you why. Because that is the job of all of our elected citizens, elected politicians. Doesn't matter what branch you serve. But I want to look at particularly of one of the, I would say, the pretty boys of politicians. We're going to look into Newark, New Jersey, where our National Black Convention should be held. And we're going to look at Senator Cory Booker. Some of you may know his name. Some of you may not. We'll do a little history on who is Cory Booker. So Cory Booker is the current senator for New Jersey. And he actually, let's see if I can get, I'm going to pull up a clip because I need you to hear the talking points of Dear Here Senator. So that's one of the most passionate topics he's been talking about, which would have been reparations. This was a couple of years ago, and yet reparations is still a hot topic. So let's see here what Senator Booker has to say concerning it.
I feel a sense of anger where we are in the United States of America, where we have not had direct conversations about a lot of the root causes of the inequities, the pain and the hurt manifested in economic disparities, manifested in health disparities, manifested in a criminal justice system that is indeed a form of new Jim Crow. So we as a nation have not yet truly acknowledged and grappled with racism and white supremacy that has tainted this country's founding and continues to persist in those deep racial disparities and inequalities today. This is a very important hearing. It is historic. It is urgent. Look at communities like mine, and you could literally see how communities were designed to be segregated, designed based upon enforcing institutional racism and inequities. We know that racialized violence and terrorism has persisted from Reconstruction well into the 1950s, as my friend Brian Stevenson's National Memorial for Peace and Justice. We've seen bombings of churches. We've seen massacres at places as recently as the Emanuel AME Church just 4 years ago. The stain of slavery was not just inked in bloodshed, but in the overt state-sponsored policies that fueled white supremacy and racism and have disadvantaged African Americans economically for generations. Many of the bedrock policies, in fact, that ushered generations of Americans into the middle class were designed to exclude African Americans from the GI Bill, the Social Security, intentionally designed to exclude blacks, as was school segregation, redlining. Neighborhoods like the one in which I live, which were by design walled off and disinvested in. And while these policies of the past, their damage and their reality has endured across generations and have created and led to so much of the racial wealth gaps in our country. Right now we see cities like Boston where the average white family has somewhere around $240,000 in wealth, and the average black family has about $8 in wealth.
Sounds very passionate. He was very strongly opinionated concerning reparations. Now, Corey Anthony Burker is an American politician and an attorney, just like 90% of our elected officials. He also has served as junior in the United States Senate from New Jersey from 2013 to currently. And he was born in April 27, 1969 in Washington, D.C., capital of this here United States. Now, why is Cory Booker an interested party that we're bringing up tonight? Well, because, black family, when it comes to the National Political Convention coming up in April in the same city that our very own senator is running, we got to make sure that we don't have a fiasco as we had in 1972. We want to make sure that our politicians this time around, 50 years later, here's what we have to say. Now, the talking points that Booker also had on several instances was the defund the police instance. And that is most recent concerning the improvement for after George Floyd. Now, if we know about the George Floyd Act that passed, I guess, in March, right before then, defund the police was a hot topic. And we're going to look at a clip that Cory Booker did on The Breakfast Club, and we'll see what other suit did Cory Booker speak about a couple of years ago.
So willing to throw the people fighting for these things under the bus because they know that historically y'all show up to vote for them regardless. Oh, I know you're probably thinking, well, how do you know Cory understands the nuance of defund the police? How does he understand the nuance of that slogan? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because he said it himself. On Meet the Press, NBC News, June 7th, 2020. This is Cory Booker.
I want to ask you about defunding the police. The phrase may mean different things to different people, but when you hear that, what's your reaction?
I understand clearly the sentiment and the substance behind the slogan. And so while it's not a slogan I'll use, if people just dismiss it and don't get deeper into the substance, we are using police. And as a guy who ran police departments, I would have exhausted police officers saying, why are we using police to deal with the fragility or vulnerability of our society? There's so much money going into our police departments that it's a more expensive way to deal with it. We are over-policed as a society. We are investing in police, which is not solving problems, but making them worse, when we should be in a more compassionate country, in a more loving country. And I know love is at the core of our ideals, but it needs to be made manifest in our policies. We would actually spend less money. We would elevate human dignity and human potential. And we would set a standard on the planet Earth for how we treat those who are vulnerable as opposed to what we're seeing right now.
Now, that was Cory Booker a year ago. He was very supportive concerning the Defund the Police Act. Now, where is Cory Booker now on this? Let Charlamagne tell you why he received a Donkey of the Year award.
Well, Donkey today goes to United States Senator Cory Booker. Let me tell you something, and I mean this wholeheartedly. If you are going to vote locally, if you are going to vote in the midterms next year, 2022, if you are going to vote for president in 2024, if you vote at all, simply vote your interest. If nobody is saying anything of interest, nobody is planning to do anything that's going to directly impact you or your community, then that's on them. It's not your job to vote for them. It's their job to give you something to vote for. Okay, I'm saying that because even though we are a long way from the midterms, they, and by they, I mean Democrats and Democratic operatives, will be creating some boogeyman by then to guilt you into voting blue just because, even though with the White House and the Senate, they have kept zero promises to the majority of constituents who went out and voted for them to get the Senate and the White House. Let's discuss. Okay, last year, the civil unrest that happened in this country because of the murder of George Floyd, the murder of Breonna Taylor, and the countless others of black and brown people who have been killed at the hands of the cops, you know, we got to a tipping point last summer. And when these politicians were campaigning, they tapped right into that energy. Oh, they pulled at our emotional heartstrings, people. They acted like they cared about what the organizers, the activists, the folks on social media, they acted like they cared about what they thought in regards to police brutality. I mean, listen, we know politicians are dream sellers. That's all politics is about, the buying and selling of dreams. You just got to pick which dream you want to buy. We know this. But for some reason, we lie to ourselves and tell ourselves that if you're a Republican, your party is right. No pun intended. And if you're a Democrat, your party is right. When the reality is they both wings on the same damn bird. And that bird rarely, if ever, cares about what black people care about. They rarely, if ever, care about what poor people care about. Whatever the issues the most marginalized, the most vulnerable amongst us are facing, they don't really care, but they will act like they care when they're trying to get your vote. But when they get in position to do something, they do nothing. Which brings me back to Cory Booker, just the latest Democrat to blatantly spit in the face of the people who mobilized last year to make sure the Democrats had control of the White House and the Senate. Oh, this hypocrisy is so blatant. I know we like to turn a blind eye, okay, to the BS in the Democratic Party because we voted for them, so we act like we don't see it, because if we act like we don't see it, then we don't have to defend it. But Cory Booker was on the Senate floor, and there was a GOP amendment opposing defund the police. Okay, it's actually Amendment 3113, and Senator Tommy Tuberville said, opposing my amendment is a vote in support of defunding the police and against the men and women in blue. Now, we all know defunding the police is a divisive phrase, whatever. Okay, but it's not about the phrase. It's about what defunding the police actually is. You can get rid of the phrase and simply say we want to reallocate resources to services, you know, for mental health. All right, police don't need to be responding to those kinds of calls when folks who suffer from mental health issues are having breakdowns. Send out professionals who actually deal with those kinds of things. Reallocate funds to make the schools better and poor and disenfranchised communities. Reallocate funds to create job training programs, trade schools, STEM centers. And more importantly, let's reallocate some funds to create a more public safety approach instead of this tough-on-crime policing folks been doing, okay? We all get caught up in this phrase, defund the police, instead of what defunding the police actually is. So what happened on the Senate floor was a trap. That's why Tommy Tuberville worded it that way. Opposing my amendment is a vote in support of defunding the police and against the men and women in blue. So any Democrat who votes against his amendment wants to defund the police and doesn't support police. How did Cory Booker reply to this? Let's listen.
And I will tell you right now, thank God, because there's some people who have said that they're members of this deliberative body, they want to defund the police, to my horror. And now this senator has given us the gift that finally, once and for all, we can put to bed this scurrilous accusation. Somebody in this great esteemed body would want to fund the police.
I'm going to pause right there for a second. Do you hear the difference in how he was supportive of defunding the police? Mainly because he had compassion and the sentiments of what it stood for. People got to look inside of what defunding the police really meant. Now on the Senate floor with this amendment, Tommy Tuberville, okay, who's a senator in Alabama Republican, he introduced Amendment 3113. Now 3113 targeted cities who actually defunded the police. So if you are one of those cities who did that, then you would get defunded from federal funding. Now for Booker to say last year that this would be an essential bill, especially for marginalized communities. You know the keywords, urban, marginalized, at risk. This is a bill in which it opposes those who oppose those programs. So why is Senator Cory Booker excited about this amendment and trying to prove to Tommy Tuberville that they are not in disagreement, but they're actually in agreement? And this is a type of hypocrisy that we must expose. Understand that if we're not on top of these current bills, these politicians will fly by with the right kind of jive talk to the vote. Again, it's all about the votes. But what do we get for those votes, Cory Booker? What happened to supporting the activists and organizations in these marginalized communities that you have repeatedly on so many shows? And you were even a guest spot in the movie 13th. You had a great speaking role speaking about the mass incarceration results. But the result of this is nothing but hot air. So as we continue to listen to you berating the people who put you into office to satisfy people like Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, who clearly does not understand issues for the black community, for you to stand there and excitedly say that this is a gift is a definite slap in the face.
Reply to this. Let's listen.
And I will tell you right now, thank God, because there's some people who have said that they're members of this deliberative body, they want to defund the police, to my horror. And now this senator has given us the gift that finally, once and for all, we can put to bed this scurrilous accusation. Somebody in this great esteemed body would want to defund the police. So let's
monster
100 people not walk but sashay down there and vote for this amendment and put to rest. I am sure I will see no political ads attacking anybody here.
Did you hear that, Black family? He doesn't want you to walk down there. He wants you to sashay your way down to make sure that this vote is done. The vote against defunding the police. Now, forget the bill for a second. Where is the consistency in your politics is the question, Senator. Now, the reason why we're bringing up senators primarily is because a lot of these roles that have been in U.S. government since the beginning of time have been specifically elected people in the same circle, patting themselves on the back because your vote works for them rather than they work for you. This is how the structure of the American government is today. So we cannot be surprised. We have poster boys that's in the forefront talking about, I'm with you on this, but yet at the same token, you're the first one to say, oh, no, this is absolutely not acceptable for us to go against this bill. So I ask you, Cory Booker, Senator Cory Booker, will you be in attendance at next year's National Black Political Convention? Oh, yes, because we have a special award for you. But let's continue to hear what Senator Cory Booker had to say concerning this bill.
Girlish accusation, somebody in this great esteemed body would want to defund the police. So let all of us, 100 people, not walk, but sashay down there and vote for this amendment and put to rest lies. And I am sure I will see no political ads attacking anybody here over defund the police. And I would ask unanimous consent to add something else to this obvious bill. Can we add also that every senator here wants to defund the police, believes in God, country, and apple pie?
God, country, and apple pie. That is what black reparations is reduced to, Imam. How do you feel about that? We, our rights are reduced to apple pie,
well,
according to Senator
Cory Booker.
Booker
has become some symbol or icon to the journalists, all national, local, and national journalists in Washington, D.C. If a black issue is raised, if whether it's reparations or a killing of a black man or one of our black women or one of our black children is gunned down by the police or gunned down by each other, the media will bum rush to Senator Cory Booker is the unofficial spokesman on whatever issue it is concerning black people in politics. But in my recent, I'm a researcher. I haven't found really one single thing that Cory Booker has done to really for the upliftment of black people into collective solidarity. A whip like him, the Black Caucus Political Whip, Cory Booker, to circle the wagons, grab him some Maxine Waters, some Sheila Jackson Lee, some Judge Al Green from Texas, and Hastings out of Florida, and who he can round up, Payne out of Jersey, and say, hey, we will be a body of people that will put forth legislation that must be considered by the Speaker and others and get some black legislation moving. That is his job, by the way. And I just have not seen any real political action. A guy like John Lewis, the Good Trouble Man, when I would go to Atlanta, Georgia, man, this guy would attend, yeah, the Black Power Rally. He would come to the Black Activist Move. He had on his little dashiki from time to time, and he put him up a fist for Black Power and get into some real good. We just didn't put it all on camera. We weren't necessarily trying to expose the brother, but there was some form of black nationalism in John Lewis. We're saying that every black man, every black woman, once exposed to America, certainly has some degree of some Black Panther in them, my mind. But every of one of the opposition got some Hitler and some Trump and some Andrew Johnson in them. So we want to explore that, but we must have, we are going to Newark, New Jersey, bringing every black able-minded, every black able-bodied man, woman, and child. We are challenging them to be at the 50th anniversary of the Black Political Forum in New Jersey, and organized by some of our own top officials at the New Black Panther Party for self-defense, and namely our national Minister of Communications helped to organize, spearhead, got all the Phi Beta Sigmas and the Alphas and the Kappas and, oh, my, every fraternity Greek letter he could find and pushed them to Jersey. Now, we're going to Los Angeles in response to that, bringing the East to the West. And again, Doshawn Farrar will be involved. But we got Dr. Mello Desire. We've got all of our nationalists, our here's one of the brightest crowns in my box, is right on air, the Honorable Chairwoman of Washington, D.C., Sister Janae Cook Muhammad will be right there. Karan is right behind her. Go ahead, Janae Cook Muhammad can tell you what she thinks of some Cory Booker at this hour. A senator representing the best interests of black people has never, in my estimation, bust a grape in D.C., Jersey, or anywhere else in a major way. For black people, black power, you're live.
Black power. I had the pleasure of meeting Cory Booker during the National Black Caucus about 10 years ago. Him and Kamala Harris before she became vice president. And my stance is, both of them are jockeying for positions, but they need to be pushing for results. You know, like, we don't need no study for reparations. We need reparations. Okay.
That's right, Janae.
So I'm not even going to touch on that because the brother got to prove himself to me. I'm not going to shut him down, but he got to show me something. He got to be from Kansas City. He got to show me. You know what I'm saying? You got to show me shit. Don't be fucking. But Black Power, I do have on the line with me a brother from Sierra Leone. I don't know if you guys saw the tag or not. But he is a Black Panther member, New Black Panther Party organizer in West Africa. And he reached out to me to get help for the children in the village of West Africa. And I'm just going to let the brother introduce himself. He's on another phone, so try to listen, you know, no background noise. Brother, you ready?
Yeah, Brother Alfred.
Alfred. Yeah, this is coming.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Let me hear you.
Yeah, my name is Alfred Foricici. I am a representative of the New Black Panther Party in West Africa. Yeah, I'm doing my best here as a comrade organizing, and we have a lot going on. I'm trying my best to, you know, push the New Black Panther Party ideology and their objectives. I am working towards that. I'm helping on my own, doing some helping in my community because I live in one of the poorest communities in the west end of Sierra Leone. I know how life is here in West Africa. So I think if we are going to take this opportunity to do short sharing food items and clothes, trousers, shoes to these street children and homeless elderly people, that would be a great thing. I'm organizing. Like I'm saying, I'm doing my best, of course. Amar Muhammad know, and Dr. Malik also know about what I'm doing here in Africa on my own expenses. So if I have an help, Johnny is trying to mobilize for me. I think it's a bit stepping stone towards our movement. Of course, we're expecting an entourage from the U.S. coming here on June for a Pan-African summit. I think you'll see, they will come and see what I'm doing here in Africa and say, oh, yes, I'm Liberia,
Hold for just a minute. Our beloved brother Abdullah from behind the wall
in New York Corrections only has 1 minute. Allow him to say you get right,
okay.
Black to your point. Brother Abdullah.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Walaikum salam, Black Power. I want to greet everybody, and I appreciate that we're all over. I like that. Internationally, worldwide, I like it. And this is what we need, man. We need to touch the international bases and everything. And that's the Black Power to everybody.
Black Power, Black Power. As you continue, our comrade, sister, and chairman, and chairwoman of Washington, and in charge of all community programs, comrade, sister, chairwoman, Janae Cook Muhammad.
Thank you for using. Goodbye.
Wow, you have to hang up on me. I don't know. She hung up on me.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Did you hang up?
Yeah.
Black Power, y'all still there?
Okay.
Yes.
Are we Black at Desire? Are we Black at Desire?
Okay.
Yes, we're here. Okay.
Okay, Black Power, Black Power.
Oh, wait. Later on today, we definitely did our brother from West Africa, was he finished? Because we definitely wanted to know if there's anything else we can do aside from helping with the children. One of our next guests that we have coming up later on today, in this next hour, we started off with a very special guest yesterday, Cornelius Don from Caveman Rocks, and focusing on cryptocurrency and how to financially for us to be free with our own current cryptocurrency. So we definitely would like to have him come up on in the next few minutes. So right now we want to have a musical break. And if there's any phone calls right now that we have, Imam, to make before we go to our musical break.
I want to Mel, I think we have Sister Melody online, and I wanted to give a briefing on the youth move and on Newark, the upcoming, it's right in her township, the upcoming Black Political Convention, 50th year anniversary. Sister Melody is right out there in Black Powerville in Newark, some call it New Africa. Assalamu alaikum, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, Sister Melody.
Black Power.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm listening, you know, and like, you know, like I told you, I'm not running down my Black folks that's out there trying to do the best that they can, especially Cory Booker, who I was one of his teachers when he was in high school. But you should be focusing on Bob Menendez, who put $1 million bounty on the head of Assata Shakur on top of the $1 million bounty that the federal government and the FBI have put on her head. That's who you should be focused on in New Jersey, getting out of office, you know, because these are the kind of people that we are faced with. We are faced with these racists who take our money, who steal our tax dollars, and then run our sisters and brothers out of town, and then put bounties on their head for crimes that they didn't ever commit. That's what you should be talking about. Okay, because Cory Booker, as far as I'm concerned, is just a young man who's just getting his feet wet in politics. Okay, and also we have Dr. Jeffrey's son, who's one of the New Jersey representatives as well, who's doing a great job in Washington, D.C. right now. They're even considering making him the new Speaker of the House if Nancy Pelosi loses her seat. So in New Jersey, we're very well astute on who's who and who's doing what in New Jersey, okay? So when you focus on the negative, focus on the negative people that are doing things against the Black Panther Party, who are holding prisoners, who have prisoners right here in Newark Airport that are Senegalese, who didn't have proper papers in, I think it was 1999, when they changed the immigration law, okay? That was due to Bob Melendez, okay? He has prisoners near the airport in Newark, New Jersey, that have been there since 1999. Okay? So when we talk about politics in New Jersey, please know what you're talking about. And I rest my case. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right.
With the black
That's what's up.
Well, say you
well we definitely appreciate your comments, Queen Melody. But one thing that we are equal opportunity accountability people. The reason why Cory Booker is brought up is because he uses that should allow his seat to make the changes that people like Melendez, who tell you to your face they have nothing to do with us because they don't like us. But people who are riding and die for us in the name of black empowerment but then turn right around to kowtow for the same Republicans that they speak outside of, raising their fists and putting symbolism. It's symbolism that has been killing the black community. And when we elect officials that's supposed to do one thing and one thing only, represent the people's interest, and they haven't done that since the inception of this country, we have a duty to have everyone responsible for that action. So Cory Booker is important because he is one of us, so to speak, and his actions in the seat that he's in should reflect that. If I'm running for any office, I will make sure that the people's interests are there first and foremost. I'm not there to garner any votes, peddle my own agenda. The reason why I'm not in office is because I'm not going to be bought off by anybody. I'm not going to be bought off by a lobbyist, a corporation, or anyone that says my money is worth more than the acceptability for our black politicians. Let's take a look at 1972, where it all began. Black National Convention, where you had the who's who of who arrived to really make legislation. This is the key now, legislation. We have nothing against Cory. We just something against hypocrisy. By every means, whoever is doing that, we call them out. So let's look at 1972, the original National Black Political Convention.
The early 70s saw a collective outrage in the black community after years of discrimination and the assassinations of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. And those events prompted black leaders from differing political ideologies to come together to try and reach a consensus.
It led to an historic gathering of black leaders in which they tried to channel that rage into political action. As WDN's Tanya Francisco reports, it took place in our neighboring city to the east, Gary, Indiana.
I remember that it was a lot of people at West High.
West High, Indiana was the hub of the black universe in May of 1972.
I remember the sign telling where people were from, Mississippi, Michigan, Indiana.
Some even came from as far away as Hawaii, Florida, and California. A young Karen Freeman attended with her parents.
Even as a 12-year-old, I understood what they were talking about.
We must be mirrored through this convention with an independent national black political agenda, a dynamic program for black liberation that in the process will liberate all America from its current decadence.
The National Black Political Convention was hosted by Gary Mayor Richard Hatcher, one of only two black mayors of a major city at the time. He volunteered after no other city was willing to host the 10,000 attendees. The convention was organized by poet and activist Imamu Amiri Baraka and Congressman Charles Duke Jr., the leader of the newly formed Congressional Black Caucus.
When we got here, it was high energy.
David Greaves was a 26-year-old videographer and editor working with his father, William Greaves, to produce an 80-minute documentary on the two-day convention called Nation Time.
But as a very straightforward way talking to black people about black interests.
convention attracted black leaders with vastly different political ideologies, like Coretta Scott King, Malcolm X's widow Betty Shabazz, and Black Panther co-founder Bobby Seale. Celebrities, Harry Belafonte, Isaac Hayes, Richard Roundtree, and comedian and civil rights activist Dick Gregory.
What are you doing this video?
So that was a little who's who of who was there originally at the 1972 convention. And Bobby Seale, who's still currently active, was one of the main talking heads of how important it was for us to have legislation that was passed for blacks. Now, 50 years later, what bill can we say since the Congressional Black Caucus started not too shortly thereafter at the same year that we can say was actually passed for black community? Now, wait.
Black power. Black power.
Now, coming up, what we would like to do, if I may, is that we have a bill that we'd like to present for our politicians to be a hold of. Senate Bill 747, I think sounds like a nice title because it's a state of emergency for us to obtain these properties that's been sitting in these areas empty and give it to the black community so we can build housing, so we can build infrastructure, so we can actually build resource centers for our community. That is what I look forward to see Cory Booker do, as well as the rest of the politicians, Senate or Assembly person or House of Representatives. And I yield.
Black power.
Black power.
Absolutely. When we explore all of the elements that made up the 72 Black Political Conference, multifarious, but therefore it caused something to move in black people in a magnificent way, especially during that time. Your components are coming from Coleman Young coming out of Detroit and Kenneth Gibson right there in Newark. And as you said, Jesse Jackson and Dick Gregory, the spirit of Shirley Chisholm. And I'm talking Barbara Jordan. I'm live with this thing. Barbara Jordan, extremely distinguished congresswoman representing the state of Texas. It's hard to beat Barbara Jordan down there. I've gone on to Texas Southern University. My son is actually graduating from Texas Southern this year. There are people on campus at Texas Southern in the social and the political science class. And you said, and they don't even really know who Barbara Jordan is or who Shirley Chisholm is or who, say, Coleman Young is. Now, you have Payne, you have Cory Booker, and my brothers on Facebook. You damn right I'm going to hold their feet to the fire, and accountability from the Panther, from the side of the new Black Panther Party, is non-compromising. Yes, I will hold the feet of Bobby Seale and all of those that can reconvene black under that leadership and umbrella of the first original caucus. When you use the syllabus and use the dynamics and the barometer, the benchmark of the Honorable Adam Clayton Powell, he held a press conference right on the white man and told them, yes, we want black, what you have stolen from us. Huh? And he said, when he never said if, he said, when we get it, we will have our self-respect. We will have our dignity. And for the first time, we will have our integrity. And our current problem is that the white man is running down the street with your integrity in one hand and the deed to your property in his back pocket. And I'm telling you right now that we have to call for more accountability. If they're accountable to you in Jersey, if Cory Booker's doing what he's supposed to do on the ground, then I'll tip my hat off. But in the speeches that I've heard, some of it has been, I don't know if you want to call it watered down, but he softens the blow in the spirit of what I receive as appeasing the opposition. I did not pick out Cory Booker. I'm just speaking from my own political experience in Washington, in Newark. I've been on the ground in Newark, and we get right in the street from Market Street on, and we'll shut it down. I've been shutting it down in Newark in the snow up to everybody's damn near to your kneecap, over your ankle, going towards your kneecap in the snow doing protests, blocking the street off in the snow in Newark. So I'm not a stranger to Jersey politics in Trenton or in Jersey or any of the townships on the Garden State Parkway. But I am telling you straight up, audience, that you have to hold all these politicians, all of the caucus, the senators, and all of those that have made it to the top, they have to bring organizational skills. Don't mimic 46 and have Fauci at the back door of 45, meaning Fauci, Trump is the same thing, Biden, Fauci, and you get nothing but the same soup warmed over. We don't want warmed over black caucus politics. We want people in position with dignity, respect, and speaking up for us and put, and writing, like you do your goddamn job, and you're going to write some legislation here today. I want to see you sponsored by Cory Booker. If he is the man, then he show me your writings, my brother. If you are the woman, then Maxine Waters, you got to show me some writings that you put together in a structured form to make the changes that the people, the voter constituency, the people that voted for your black behind, for your political mind, and you have to show accountability through writing the legislation. You can't do the Charlie Rangel shuffle, my, and ask for a ride. We don't get a rider. We don't want no goddamn rider. We want bills and legislation. Show me your, why did you go to the College of Stanley University? Why did you go to Harvard, Obama, if we're not going to write the legislation? At least he proved who he was, whether we were from indifferently or otherwise. But I'm saying to you, brother and sister, you must use your scholarship, as did El-Haji Malik Asabar. There's a reason why we're centered around El-Haji Malik Asabar, Malcolm X, because he went directly to the point. And it says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu wa taqullaha huwa ta'ala, speak a word that is directed to the point. You got to hit the nail on the head. You can't whisper legislation. You can't suggest legislation. You must write it up and present your writing and stand up and back. If you said it and you meant it, then you got to goddamn stand up and represent it and be right on the front line for it. As I go straight to New York City and pick up me some Quran, right up on my national field marshal, black power, and a strong black military to black that call with you and that
black power.
All right.
Thank you for having me all the way on live from New York City side. I just want to say black power to the brother John P. holding it down and sing. As you can hear, everybody, I apologize. I'm out in the elements. I apologize. I'm just doing a little runs and things, you know. Black man got to stay working. You know what I'm saying? So black man can't stay down. So pardon me while I go around. I just want to say black power, peace to all. Peace to all. Salute to Imam Abar and the national officials. I want to say thank you for allowing me to speak.
Salute.
Can you hear me?
Salute. You're loud and clear. Plus, you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power. And I want to say thank you, special thank you, to all the supporters, volunteers, and members. Yeah, everybody. Thank y'all for y'all continuous support and time you give to us as black people, because sometimes we know we as black people got to get it together, but it ain't really our fault, so we can't really fault the people. You understand what I'm saying? So let's stick onto the topic. Let's not get mad at each other for not knowing better, because everybody ain't on the same level of consciousness. So we got to have some type of understanding with them. And with ourselves, too. So I want to say support the 77 Bakers so we can help the brother out there and the brother out there in Sierra Leone. It's good to hear we got comrades all over the damn globe. You understand? It's good to hear that. It's so good to hear that. So I'm just so excited. You understand? I'm so excited to hear that. Also, I want to thank the listeners who always tune into Black Talk Radio when they got their time, and we appreciate you giving the time. I want to say hold the line, that's the phrase, and cleaning up the community, that's the stage we got to do. Clean up the community in every way. It means clean. Clean up the community. Clean it up in every aspect. Come up with a plan to address the ills of your community. Go out for one day a week. If you ain't doing one day a week outside on the ground, I don't care how much talking you do on the radio. I don't care how much talking you do on the internet. I don't care how much people you listen to and what they say and what you done heard and what they done got to do. What have you done? That's what we want to know. We're not here to listen to everybody talking, talking, talk. We're here to see the feet hit the ground and walk and walk and walk. Boots on the ground. That's what we're doing out here. We know we got to stay techno-savvy for the situation at hand, of course. But ain't nothing like getting out there in the street one day a week. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. If you ain't doing that, you're just mental masturbation. Mental masturbator. We got to stay off that. We got to get out here and put our feet on the ground. Because how you going to see what's wrong if you don't go outside? You don't see what's wrong. You ain't going outside. You don't know what's going on. So we got to find out. We're out.
Just hold for a minute. Hold for a minute.
Yes, sir.
Wait. Okay, now you got, I want to bring it.
Okay. I apologize. You know, I'm
apologize. I'm going to let Karan finish. Go ahead and finish, Karan. We got a
got
very
you,
important
got you, got you.
Go ahead.
All right. Black Power. I just want to say one day a week. One day a week is all it takes. If you're not doing it one day a week, you can talk your ass off, but you're going to have to walk your ass off as well. And I want to also say, if you're not going out once a week and putting boots on the ground, at least support monthly. Give a donation to 77 Bakers so we can keep the brothers on the ground moving. Because we're the soldiers. We got to have soldiers and we got to have internet people. That's technical people. That's technology people. Okay, no problem. We need them, but we also need soldiers. We got soldiers. We got to feed them. We got to keep them clothed, and we got to shelter them. So that's what we out here doing. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Again, that's our national field marshal, Brother Karan in New York City, rolling in Brooklyn and Harlem and doing what he has to do. I've got so many blocked up online. We've got Maryland there. We've got Texas, 3 or 4. Out in Texas. We got some in Atlanta, 2 or 3. We got a 405. We got a 301, 202, all of them. But I want you all, I'm going to introduce a portion of most of our vast listening audience is familiar with this man who has been there along with the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, a freedom fighter, and he's been behind the scenes working. But he is duly elected into the field marshal's office. So those are two field marshals you're hearing from right now. One in New York, the other is in Atlanta. And I want to introduce you all that don't know him to our beloved brother and comrade, Jermaine, one of our field marshals in Atlanta. Brother Jermaine also works out of Minneapolis, was live with me several times in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Chicago, St. Louis, and the region. So I want to introduce you and bring live to the mic. Mike, give him a round of Black Power. Black Power, give him a horn for first time listening on this network. Brother Jermaine, comrade Brother Jermaine, assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Wa alaikum salam. Hey, brother, what I wanted to say to your listeners is we have to do something. I've been sitting back, and my resume is immaculate. I was there with Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. I followed a familiar face, which was Malik Zulu Shabazz. I watched him destroy the black movement. We have to get rid of his face and who he is off of the leadership of the black movement, period. I'm going to ask him, I'm putting together a letter, and I'm going to ask him to step down as even the face or any voice. He's using his book for his closeness to the Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Man, that brother is not battle tested. He don't have no battle scars, no battle wounds. He haven't been to prison. He haven't been in no major fights. He's not battle tested. The only battles he have is battles within the movement. He don't got no battles outside the movement, brother. We got to get rid of that brother as the face of the Black Power movement. We have to ask that brother to step down and go out of the public eye. And when he do come into the public eye, we have to say that he has to say that he's no longer the leader, or he going to have to completely step down as even a Black Panther, period. We have to do that, brother. He have destroyed this whole movement. From the time when Dr. Khalil was living, brother, we was over 5,000 strong, not weak and flimsy. You know what I'm saying? This brother is paying for security. This brother is out of law, man. This brother, I can't judge the man's heart, but I can judge his actions. And his actions is not no leadership whatsoever, brother. We got to, and that's the only way we can move forward in anything, because he got the movement separated and divided. When we get him out the way, I guarantee you all of us can work together. We got to get him out the way. We got to ask him to step down, and we have to stand on him.
Black Power, Black Power. You heard it from my man, experience and season. I've never raised his issue since we separated, but I will talk on what you have brought to the air tonight, and that is that Malik Zulu Shabazz is self-appointed. He has paid his way through leadership. He has never been appointed by any central committee, he does not have faith in the system that they would be duly elected. And it was a good chance he would be duly elected in, but he does his self-appointment. And the appointments he made, even in my appointment, was not by the Panther law. As when I went in as the National Minister of Justice, as the national spokesman, those appointments weren't right. What he did for Hasim, it made the majority of people might have been with Hasim, but he didn't allow the process to work. He does not have faith that God and his Black brother would be there to support the right way, and the right way would come in his favor, because he would buy his way. He would pay his way. He would influence his way, but he would not go by the codes of justice. He is here on allegations of abuse of power. There's some sexual promiscuity. There's some just the public deception of the public, the general Black public, the cracker public, and deception of the Black Panther. People that know Black Power.
He has had the leadership position, influenced the leadership position for over 22 years since Khalid passed, brother. And where are we at? Where are we at, bro? You know what I'm saying? We fighting each other.
To the correction of that, he stepped down for 7 years straight. He ran.
Yeah, but he still has the influence.
Stepped down seven. Stepped back in at the passing of the Honorable Hasim at the Madman Zinger.
Yeah, but listen, he still influenced the seat. He still influenced.
Paying all folks. You can only buy loyalty, brother and sister, for a period of time. You see, the loyalty only lasts as long as your money lasts. You got to have skills. We got to have feeding the people, clothing the people, and meeting the needs of Black people. And I don't see them on the front line. I don't meet and greet and see them doing the work toe-to-toe in the city of the district or any other city. And I visit all the cities, so don't make any mistake. Jermaine visits all the cities. It's not no exaggeration. We're not talking smack. I did not invite him on to say this, but he came on. I say whatever's on your heart. That's what's on his heart. I'm only giving it. As I would expect.
Hey, brother.
If I was on the front line, Black Power.
Hey, man.
Black Power.
Hey, we got to. I'm writing a letter to that brother, and I'm going to ask him to step down, and I'm going to bring. Don't block me. Don't, you know, go behind closed doors. If we for the people, we can debate this issue that I'm the grievances that I'm going to bring. We can debate them in public, and I guarantee you that what I'm saying is the truth. I'm saying that your leadership has destroyed the Black Power movement.
And this is from the blueprint of freedom. We're going to allow you to stay with us for a little while, Brother Jermaine. I'm going to have to go down and pick up a 405. I've got a couple of listeners. I've got Dr. Zarr out on the west side. But 405-405-886, you're live on Black Power Radio. You can comment on whatever you've heard thus far. You have to bring your dimension to the blueprint for freedom, justice, and equality for the evolution to the Black Revolution. 405, welcome to Black Power Radio.
Yeah, it's an honor to be a guest on you guys' show. I'm gonna be very brief. I want to speak on a case from out here in Oklahoma City. It happened in Edmond. It's a white town, you know what I'm saying? It's I think it's about 49-50. He used to be my trainer in high school. Football trainer. He went to the NFL. He was an All-American in college, Hall of Famer at UCO, you know, back in, I think it was 2001, he was at UCO. Yeah, but so on, he got mixed up in a rape case, and, you know, like with inconclusive evidence that shows that he didn't do it. And I also have his daughter, so I don't leave anything out. I'm going to let her take over and kind of tell you guys and fill you guys out on the story. It's like, it's horrific. Like, once you hear all the evidence, the inconclusive evidence, it's like it's another black man in the system to these racist white folks.
Sir, allow me to ask you a question. Do you have another 405? Give us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Austin Mack. I'm calling from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Okay, yes, sir. I see you and I recognize you. We're friends on Facebook, et cetera, and I recognize
right.
you and Queen Mother and them know you, right, and all of that.
Right,
now,
yeah.
Now, do you have
family.
Another 405? Is that a Oklahoma City area code or another area code, 405?
No, that's Oklahoma City.
I've got a few 405s. I'm wondering were they connected to you, because I would bring their mics live if you want to give the backdrop on the brother, and I wanted you to have access, full access, and want you to get your undivided attention from our listeners.
Yeah, they not. They not. This is they just want to be on. They don't. Hey, brother, they don't want to speak. They just listening. Yeah, they just listening to
okay.
the story.
Okay, so,
his daughter,
you have someone on your line that's going to speak?
Yes.
Go right ahead, sir. Black Power.
Okay, and I'm introducing y'all to his daughter, the man of falsely accused of rape, Alisa Rhodes.
Yes, my name is Alisa Rhodes. Elton Rhodes is my father. He was convicted of rape on January 29th of 2020. His plea deal was 25 years. He ended up going to trial and receiving the minimum that he could possibly get for a case like this. He went to trial with an attorney by the name of Steve Nash that, you know, just simply failed to do his job and came to trial with zero evidence. My dad had sent him countless documents of evidence that were in his email, and, you know, the lawyer just didn't bring anything to court at all. And the situation that happened is it's a young Caucasian female that has made this accusation. My dad sold rental properties, and he had a rental property that this woman asked if she could tour to see because she wanted to live in it. They were at the rental property for a maximum of 30 minutes, and, you know, that was set in trial, and he was on the phone for 23 minutes out of the 30 minutes that they were at the house talking to several different individuals, and she testified at court that
what
she was raped for a total of 30 minutes.
Okay, what physical evidence is the state saying they had?
They have no evidence. The only thing that they found, they said
the rape kit, like, they didn't even get a rape kit.
They did get a rich kid.
They got one, but then you tell me from my understanding that the Ray kid, like, they didn't get no, like, it wasn't no evidence that, like,
Correct.
His semen or nothing wasn't on her.
Correct. There was none of his semen was found on her. They found a microscopic speck of his DNA that could not be seen on a rape kit and that could only be seen with a microscope on her top left shoulder. They swabbed her vagina. They swabbed her neck. They swabbed her leg and every other place that she said that my dad put his tongue. And they sent those in for testing, and it came back negative, showing that none of them came back with my dad's DNA.
So did he go to trial in front of a jury or a judge?
He went to trial in front of a jury.
And the jury convicted him?
Yes, of the minimum 10 years opposed to
did
the
you go to trial?
25.
This is the most racist town.
This is the most racist town, like, probably in America.
How many blacks was on his jury?
There was zero. There was two black men that were on it, and then after pretrial, those two black men were taken off, and that's another issue with the lawyer that he forgot to mention. Like, he said nothing about the two black males that got taken off the jury right in front of his face.
Where is your dad in his proceedings right now? Is he in appellate court?
No, he's in prison.
I know, but is he challenging it in the appeals court? Is he appealing his case?
Yes. No. We got the appeal, and the state of Oklahoma denied it, saying that none of the evidence that we found after the trial, because as I mentioned earlier, there was no physical evidence presented at trial. After the trial, I went and got 6 affidavits and a whole bunch of evidence that was not presented at trial, and we submitted that to the appeal court, got a whole new attorney to do the appeal, and the state of Oklahoma said that all of this evidence would not have had any bearing on the decision that the jury made.
So you should take those evidence. Okay, so he had a post-trial conviction. He challenged his post. He had a post-trial conviction if it was fully discovered evidence. Can you send the copy of the case?
Yeah, I can send you a copy of the case. I can send you everything. Yes, sir.
A copy of this, the decision of the appellate court.
Yes, sir. I can send that to you.
Can I give you an email?
Okay, you can give your email then. Because I'll have a way to get black with them. But you can go ahead and give your email. Go ahead.
J-E-R. X. Not S. X. J-E-R-X-A-N-B-E-R, number 4@gmail.com.
That's for the alpha.
For the
alphanumerically pure heart, could you repeat that email address once more to someone who's grabbing a pencil? Go ahead. Black Power?
I can you, Black Power. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Just repeat the email address.
Elisa, are you on the phone?
Yes, I can hear him.
I
thought he was giving me his email address.
Yeah, he said it, but I don't think you heard it.
I couldn't. Yeah, can you repeat it for me, please?
It's J-E-R. A-N-D-E-R. number4@gmail.com. J-E-R-X. A-N-D-E-R, number4@gmail.com.
Okay.
J-E-R-X-A-N-D-E-R, 4@gmail.com.
Yep.
She did put the X in, right?
Yeah, J-E-R-X-A-N-D-E-R.
Yeah.
Hey, and brother, can I tell the listener something real quick?
Yes, the whole, and to put the numerical 4, then go Gmail. You got the email address very clear?
Yes, JERXANDER4.
All right. And brother, with your comment, go ahead.
I want everybody that's listening, please, please, I urge you to do this. We have, all right, my name on Facebook. Go add me on Facebook. My name is Austin Mack on Facebook. And it's a link to sign the petition to get them, you know, to you know, like make some noise. Not to get him out, but, you know, we want a lot of signatures and a lot of people behind
you
it.
Want
so,
you want attention. You want attention brought to his case.
Right. I want some light on it, you know. And it's got 120 signatures right now. We posted it yesterday, and it's doing a well amount of numbers on my Facebook because I
well,
got
let
like
me ask
a,
you this.
I got pretty much.
I mean, it had.
Yes, sir.
So they said there was. See, I need to read the case. I need to read like the ruling by
the
judge or. No, not the affidavit. Yeah, I need to read why did the jury find them guilty if, you know, they didn't have no evidence at all.
Right.
Because Oklahoma
right.
is racist
the name,
and they just lie and make up stuff to put black men in jail.
Would you say, boss?
Please give his name. Can you give his name clearly of the brother who, and the institute, the name and the institution in Oklahoma of the father's name and where he is in Oklahoma?
Elton Rhodes. His name is Elton Rhodes, and he's at Howard McLeod Correctional Center, located in Oklahoma. It's in Atoka, Oklahoma.
Is that road R-H-O-D-E-S, Rhodes?
R-H-O-A-D-E-S.
R-H-O-A-D-E-S?
Yes, sir. Yep, D-E-S.
First name?
Elton, E-L-T-O-N.
Regular spelling, okay. I hope my audience picked that up. Well, we thank you for submitting the information and giving us some updates in Oklahoma. We have a lot of interest in Oklahoma. We've had interest in Oklahoma for several years because of the case of Mrs. Pamela Smith, who was raped in a drive as a DMV station she was cleaning while she was incarcerated, and she has not gotten justice on her case. So we have several stakes in Oklahoma and Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and Fort Smith, and other places throughout the state. We have some issues in Oklahoma, including the revitalization of Black Wall Street. So we got a lot of unfinished
right,
in Oklahoma.
Right.
Black power, black power. And now we've got to go to pick up some callers. But we thank you all for tuning in and for bringing your case to our airways. You could have been doing 1,000 things, but you decided to stop. You decided to stop here at Black Power Radio and present your case. We will follow up on it, and we thank you, Brother Austin. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Alaikum salam, Black Power.
Black Power. As we roll, he rolls with me on once or two or three times a week. There's a great contact in Oklahoma. We've got another 3-2-3. We're trying to line up. We've got our brother. We got Cornelius. Don is coming to us tonight as well. We're going to be looking forward to him. At 323 at 338, you're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. The 233.
Hi, my name is.
Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Margaret. I was on last night, but I could not respond. Something was wrong with my phone, but I got it fixed today. Anyway,
I think everybody's not. You have to mute out, so we can hear the sister clearly. I don't think it's coming on her background. But to mute out, okay, go right ahead, sister in California, at 323. Go right ahead.
First of all, I would like to say that I can relate to the guy that just the young lady and the young gentleman that just there's a lot of black men in jail because of false charges. I know several of them that went to trial also and got the 10-year minimum. and didn't have the black jurors, like I mentioned, I think last week or week before last, black people, you're going to have to get on this jury. You're going to have to answer this question. Okay? A lot of people just don't understand us as black people, okay? There's a lot of different races. And we're already dead before we get started in a lot of these trials, okay? Because they already think that black men are aggressive and racist, okay? A lot of people do think that way about us, okay, and our people. Another thing I wanted to hit on is that a lot of, we talked about the Congress and all this. Black people are going to have to understand, like the young lady was saying earlier, what the roles of black, the Congress and senators are. And all of them are, just like the young lady said, are responsible for what the people want in their district, not what their personal agendas are, but what the people in the prospective areas want. And so we need to be mindful of that also and hold these people responsible, because, you know, we haven't really been holding them responsible for what they do, okay? We need more than just a couple of people saying something. We need a whole lot of people saying that these people are not representing us.
Black power. Black power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what
I am so glad you have this forum.
I know Dr. Mella Desire is online, but she needs to know a lot about the California callers. She's putting together some statistics and using those to build our political platform. And when we get the codes from our callers, we know where we're represented as a Panther Party. She's our online genius, and Dr. Mella Desire. You still there with us, beloved? Somewhere.
Yes, sir. I am here.
Black power, black power. California link out there. Maybe you can get her information. We've got Texas coming right behind her and some more New Orleans, and we've got New York black, California, Oakland, and Texas, and D.C., et cetera. But go ahead and talk black to us, Dr. Mella Desire. Black power?
Power. Sorry, is there another caller coming in?
Okay, that was that call. I didn't know if we were finished with the call or not.
No,
I
wanted to do.
Go ahead.
Can I get your email address, Dr. Desire?
Sure. So if you want to leave a message or call, you can call direct at 323-884-8583. And email address is info@1percentage.org. So it's info@1percentage.org. So again,
okay.
Last time, 323-884-8583, and you send a text and you get a reply right away. So I do appreciate you so much for calling in and sharing your sentiments. And this is exactly what your mom is trying to say. It's nothing personal. It's just an observation.
Right.
So if people are going to come out their face and disrespect the very people that are bringing you this information, I have to question that person's intelligence. No offense.
Exactly.
But moving forward, we got to stop with the rhetoric, and you got to produce some paperwork. You got to produce
it.
A track record. If you're a minister of music and you're not reaching to the youth, your business should be bringing your assignments that have been given out rather than going on there questioning somebody else's work that you didn't research. And then this is a clear message that I'm sending to all of my black people, all, because we got a very serious problem about when you have someone that's bringing you the news. We end up killing them, or we end up killing them, okay? So we're not going to do it this year because God is running the show, not Mellow Desire, not Imam, not any manly member. It is a spiritual war out there. And if you're not spiritually checked, you're going to be checked earthly first. Black power.
Black power.
Wow. I would like for us to go to a musical break, and then we're going to finish off with our guest speaker, Cornelius Don, who had open up the dialogue or how we can disconnect from this matrix. Mm-hmm. Wendy Williams is not part of this.
Okay.
So let's hear this musical musical break, and then we'll be right back with our local guest, Cornelius Don.
Well, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power. Okay.
Might have went down on this Black Power, Black Power. I can superimpose
a small technical difficulty. Yeah. I do apologize. All right, so here we go.
That I know he's been waiting. Do you want him or you want to go with what you got?
Callers come first.
We got him right there in the ATL. I know he's ready to go. At 678, at 895, you're actually live on Black Power Radio from Atlanta, Georgia. Black Power?
Black Power, how y'all doing? Assalamu alaikum.
Doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I want everybody to check out a documentary on Netflix. Is called Who Killed Malcolm X. It's a series about his life, his upbringing and stuff like that, and how, you know, certain government officials are part of his murder. And they go through, you know, all through New York, stuff like that, and go through all through New Jersey. And it's a real fascinating documentary. And it's like, you know, it's a series, but I think it's a 10-part series or whatever like that. So let's listen to the radio. Go check it out. It says Who Killed Malcolm X. A brother, Muslim brother, had made it. It's like it pinpoints a lot of disgusting things our government did to bring a lot of, you know, black powers to be down that try to better circumstances of our living conditions. So I want everybody to check that DVD out. It's called Who Killed Malcolm X on Netflix. Black Power.
All right. Yeah, I heard that was really good. Thank you for that suggestion. You got to check that out.
Yeah, thank you. It's an excellent piece. Imam, I think it's Abdul Rahman put it together, and it's definitely a magnificent work. Exposes a lot of truth and a lot of dispels of many misnomers, and we just want to go and see some Who Killed Malcolm X. You want to see it? It's a Netflix piece. Do it to death.
Yes, yes, brother.
Harold, the last one I want to give you is Harold, and then we'll go straight to Dr. Desire. I didn't want him to be out there and act like we didn't recognize Brother Harold. Go ahead, Brother Harold. Talk black to
him. All right.
Because you're on Black Power Radio. You're live. And Black Power Radio.
Yes, sir. Black Power, all power to the people. Yeah, I'm just tuning in. I wanted to know, you know, the subject. Because I just tuned in.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, we're discussing we were discussing the responsibility of our elected official and holding them accountable. And we were also discussing some people have some cases, but main purpose is advocacy. So black empowerment concerning advocacy in general, however which way it comes, really is our topic. So if you have any points.
Well, I'm going to say this, how we hold these representatives responsible. Okay, when we put them in office and they don't do like what we ask them, we just don't vote for them no more. That's all. And I said, first of all, it really starts within the people. And then when they see what we're doing, and then they'll come out and help us. But it's really up to the people within the community to get things started. You know, like if we don't like the flow of drugs, we come together and we tell them, look, you can't come in here doing that. You know,
right.
This is a good, clean community. You can't do that. You know, you can't do
right.
it. You know, it's basically up to the people. Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Thank you, brother.
Let's go down the screen now. What we have on the screen and part of the topic for tonight, the series is called New Black Panther Party Blueprint. Tonight is called The Blueprint for Freedom, Justice, and Equality. From evolution to black revolution. Of course, the backdrop is the political rally in Newark and the Leimert Park in Los Angeles, bringing the East to the West. That is the central focus of our efforts here at the New Black Panther Party as far as what is our action plan for the street is to take action. This thing is to stimulate your thought processes and motivate you to action. The New Black Panther Party is for the freedom, justice, and equality. So again, we want to bring that equality from the cradle to the grave. Black power. And Don Cornelius and Brother Akile are in the wings as guests. Black power.
Black power.
Excuse me, once more. And Brother Jermaine Alexander is also online with us tonight. Original part of the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, a great representative, of excellent field marshal, has gone all over the Central West and California, black Minneapolis, some of those rough trails that bad men do not tread. Well, Jermaine Alexander is one of those that treads it from Atlanta to California in a regular, from Minneapolis to Chicago, St. Louis. It's never just a part of a day's work for us to get out there and keep these major cities motivated and keeping the black activism movement going where it needs to go, black power.
Black power.
Line to see if Brother Jermaine's still with us. He may have gone, but he, again, is a black revolutionary, and that's something that we all must stand to reason with and manage that. The black revolution is the only solution, and I am a black revolutionary. And you can send all of your contribution donations to $77Bakers to keep us on the airwaves. That's for real talk. At $77Bakers is right on your Cash App, and we ain't ashamed to ask for the money because you're doing the goddamn work. I have no problem with it at all. Been doing the work, straight revolution for the last 23 years straight. So we don't have any cut cards. We just go straight black revolution. And so we're going to move. Do you want to take Texas or go to what you got?
Yes, we could take calls.
Janae, in the background. Janae, are you there? Sister there, comrade, Sister Janae is doing something. So we're going to pull up and see if we can pull in.
I'm here. We're listening in Sierra Leone.
Janae,
we're still listening live in Sierra Leone.
Okay. All right. Black power.
Mm-hmm. Black power.
Okay, so our guest today, what we're speaking on yesterday, is something specific concerning blockchain technology. We have heard this concept for almost a decade, but it has really been in fruition the last 7-8 years. So what is blockchain technology? This is something that's fairly new for us to disconnect from the matrix of actual paper currency. It is a structure that stores transactional records known as a block, and the public of the public in serving several databases. So it's basically the black web, known as a chain in a network connected to peer-to-peer nodes. So this is definitely a complex issue that is simplified with many of those who know about blockchain technology and who are cryptocurrency distributors. So tonight's guest particularly is not only focusing on blockchain technology, but also empowering others to do the same. As someone who has experience in the prison system, unfortunately, this is what 95% of our black men, especially heterosexual black men, go through by the time they're 30. And this is not something that we look towards to. But what we want to do now is to empower those who have been in the system in a different way. So let's go to our guest tonight, the wonderful Cornelius Don Gaddy.
Gandy. Hello. Hey, girl. How you doing? Family. Black power. Human
Black
power.
To the fam.
God power.
Right on.
So thank y'all for allowing me to come back and share what I'm doing with Caveman Rocks Empowerment and the launching of our cryptocurrency and sharing with my community, with you guys, how we could assist each other in moving forward. So we got a few topics or outline we're going to go through. And before we get there.
Yeah, we would like to primarily know family members who have persons incarcerated as we speak. We pay, put money on the books, so they can at least receive some type of funding while they're unlawfully detained. So what other way can we, in this holiday season, in what we want to go into, how the family who are supporting our brothers and sisters, how they can invest in their families more so than just putting money on the books? How can we derive from that so when our brothers and sisters do get released, whenever that may be, that they'll walk out with a surplus rather than a negative.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's take that back a little bit and start with the fact of myself. I served 25 years in prison. My parents paid about $50,000 to pay for an attorney, keep me out of prison, ended up. The attorney was like some of the other ones I've heard you guys speaking about earlier. They did not have my best interests at hand. They had the money and serving the court. So I find myself in prison, and now my parents are paying or issuing out about $1,000 a month. You would say that was coming to me on average as far as the cost to travel, because when you're incarcerated, they send you as far as they possibly can get you from your family members. So just for them to come and show you that they still care and love, have love for you, it's going to cost $200-$300. If they send you some money to so that you can have hygiene and food, that's $100-$200 a month. So on me, I averaged it. They were spending another $12,000 a year. I did 25 years, so put that together, that's $350,000 my parents was out of, and when I was released to $200, the gag money. How do I, someone who had taken the time and used the prison system for what it was designed to be, a penitence for my sins, to get my mindset in order so that I could become a better man, right? I started creating these new business opportunities. I wrote books while I was in there, but I never could bring anything to fruition. Why? I didn't have the financial support
And my family, who was taking care of me while I was inside, didn't have the money it would take for me to bring any of these ideals to fruition. So let's take that back now. If my family had just taken $1,000, invested it in Bitcoin in 2010, and that's after I had already done, I think, about 16 years at that point. No, 17 years. I was coming close to getting out. They knew it, but I still had a little bit of time together. And that's actually the year I finally got my GED, 2010. And I started sharing with my family about cryptocurrency. If they had invested $1,000 in Bitcoin, I would have came home to $287 million.
How much you would have came home with?
$287 million. No, that's not chump change at all. And this is the type of money that is being generated in cryptocurrency. I often tell people who are very skeptical about this new form of investing that if you would just pay attention to the numbers, it becomes easier for you to take a small amount of money and put into this new money printing machine so that you can enjoy the rewards yourself. If you just look at this, the stock market is worth $100 trillion. To date, right now, because crypto is on a little bit of a dip, tell anybody, don't spend your money on worthless Christmas gifts right now. Buy crypto because it's in a dip. Your next year could be amazing if you sacrifice them trinkets this year. But crypto, the market is only at $2.1 trillion to date. Stock market, $100 trillion. Crypto, the new currency, one world order continues to tell all of us we're moving to a new paperless society. So what removes paper? It has to, crypto has to happen. And many of you have already been using it. I know. If you have a credit card in your wallet right now, you've already been using digital transactions. Growing a better understanding of how to become your own bank is how we as a community become our own senators of our communities. We were talking about earlier how everyone is upset at these different senators, upset at these different black leaders or leaders of color, leaders of any sort, because they're not doing what the people feel they should be. However, we have to go back to the basics. Those people felt our pains when they were in the ghetto or in the struggle with us. However, when they're removed, their pains ain't the same as ours, even though they say they're here to represent them. Prime example, any of you, if you are going through something very, very stressful and you go home and your kid is trying to get your attention, you can be a monster with your words towards them, maybe even a little hostile in your actions, breaking their spirit, and you never really understand because you feel you love them, but your pressure of your own situation is having you disconnected. How do you get back connected? We as a people have to become financially free, first and foremost, I believe. And then we can increase more financial freedom for more of our people. And the way we can do that or take our stepping stones to doing that
is investing in a lot of these souls that have been snatched from us and placed in these dark places called prison systems or foster care systems, which that's a whole nother story. The foster care system, from day one, they are in so much abuse and child neglect inside of their system alone, and they give none of those kids retribution for all that they go through. Mm-hmm. How can we stop that? How can we stop all of the injustice of people being placed in prison who shouldn't have never been there? Now, I'm not saying everybody in prison shouldn't go to prison or didn't have to serve some time, because I may not have committed my direct crime, but I wasn't a choir student. I will be the first to say that. Yet, the system did not work for me the way it's supposed to work.
And that exactly is the point we spoke about the other day. We covered Lester Pearson. Remember the brother who was only supposed to spend 10 years for a plea deal? He didn't even commit a crime, but ended up spending 57 years and was just recently released last month. So these are the people that we are focusing on, because there are still many, many of us still locked up. And we have to do everything we can on the outside so when they do come out, that they are restored the way that they should, not through this corrupt system.
Exactly. As well as while they're in there, give them the privilege to repay their community they've hurt. Because I will tell you firsthand, while I was in there, once I recognized that I had wronged myself, my God, my community, the only thing I desired to do was to make an amends and give back. I wanted the world to see that I recognized I was worth more than living and dwelling in this cave. So I started creating, and there's many cavemen and cavewomen, sisters and brothers, that do the exact same.
Now, how did you start the KRE token? How did that derive, and where was the birthplace of this particular crypto that you have created?
Okay, well, it started from I was inside. I went to prison uneducated. I could talk you out of your shoes, some say, but I couldn't write. I couldn't spell shoe. I knew how to count money because I was hustling in the game. I didn't know my real passion. My real passion was to create movies and be in the entertainment and produce content for the world. So while I was in there discovering myself, I wrote a book, and that book gave me some self-empowerment. And I was like, wow, this is cool.
What book was that?
The book is very negative. It's called Hood Geek Born Legend, right?
Okay.
But it was me expressing everything I had seen growing up in the best way I knew how to do it. And it gave me a confidence within. That's how the cave was developed in my mind. Because I would sit in this prison cell and its gray walls all around me, and at night with the little glow of my light, I felt like I was in a cage trying to write myself into some creative freedom, right? And then in this cave, it was rocky. Times kept getting hard. Every time I would take two steps forward, the system would pull me back. So that gave me, I was like, you know what? Caveman rocks. There's an energy or a spirit that won't let you die, no matter what. And that's what I wanted to bring out to the world. And we put the E on it, which is empowerment. Don't just empower me. I want this energy to empower all of my people, all of my people who are in caves but never went to prison. The cave sitting on the side of the street, living in a box, and people walking by them like they are not a human being. That's the cave of any color. The cave of people being trapped in dope houses because they are attempting to suppress what they went through in life instead of facing it. Why? Our community don't like to deal with psychiatrists. We don't like to get help. We don't like to say that we have mental issues. We rather subdue them with narcotics. Yet, something else I discovered on this quest of bringing caveman rocks into fruition. A human being has been wounded, harmed, or hurt in any format. They can never hear anyone else's pain until they are heard. So that's why our prison system overflows with new people and other people waiting to take them bed, because all these people are just wounded souls who have never been heard about how they were wounded. So they walking through life with a cold heart. Can't hear nothing, can't feel nothing. So you bumping in into people, harming them, and you don't even recognize it. I can't see you because I'm in a cloud of harm. Soon as you let these human beings release what has happened to them, they then become servants of the community. If you think I'm wrong, there is a new wave of us cavemen and cavewomen out here. A lot of them don't even like to accept the name I've put out here, but formerly incarcerated men and women who are transforming communities daily. Like the brother said early, no matter how much we talk about it, at least once a week, you need to get out there and walk about. Walk about your community. If you see some people bringing it down, even though it's beer bottles everywhere and smell like piss, be the first one to start picking up the beer bottles, right? And I guarantee you there will be another old lady, another old man, another young child that will come up and start to stand with you because they don't want to live in that. We are not people who like to live in filth or nastiness. We want the best out of life. And that's how many of us find ourselves, or I believe, after talking with many men and corresponding with many women who were incarcerated during my 25-year stint, that we found ourselves there in pursuit of money. So I was like, how in the hell can we change this? That's when the cryptocurrency thing started coming on board, and I started paying attention to where they're moving in this new world, the meta world. We haven't even begun to fully get into the depths of where cryptocurrency is attempting to take humanity on a global span. However, anybody who's been paying attention to the news, you should know that Nike just invested $5 billion into the metaverse to own all of the rights of their products. Why? Because people want to look good in their favorite brand wherever they go. We have many African-Americans and people of color who have missed the boat on property. In this new digital world, the property is limited once again. And if you don't get in early, if you're not an early adopter, you can't rent no property to nobody in 5 years in the metaverse. This is not something we should be just looking at. It's something that we should be immersing ourselves in wholeheartedly due to the fact we watched the dot-com boom. We watched how it blew up overnight. All kinds of people became millionaires, and then the system went into play, and it became much harder to even make money online if you weren't really savvy and marketing skills. Now, in that process, there was other disruptors happening, one being into the driving system, the Ubers, the Lyfts. The other into the movie industry. More social media came forth. We have Netflix now that has sent blockbusters home. The only industry that has not been disrupted thus far is money, is finances. So us as a people, we have to learn to be our own banks. If you don't trust, if you don't trust me, trust yourself with your money. Yeah, yeah. So with that, we come here. Where you at? Where you at? So we come to our pre-sale. KRE right now, we have a pre-sale of our token. We're issuing out enough tokens to raise $10,000. We can accept more, and what it does is it places liquidity up under your coin. Once you have liquidity in your coin, it could then go public, and anyone in the world can buy and participate in our ecosystem. So you'll say, well, why would I want to put some money into this KRE dream? What does it do? So the doctor is going to bless us with a little understanding of our opening.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what we wanted to believe is that the money will work for you instead of the other way around, instead of working for the money. The vision primarily is to reduce injustices in the world by creating a token that becomes a financial provider for so-called the superhero watchdog groups, such as community activist groups, such as the Black Panther Party for
exactly.
Self-defense, friendly, like-minded organizations to live and work in a way where we can be self-sufficient. We all want individually to create a sustainable income so that way it'll create residuals. And so believing that the Financial Corruption Fund, FCF, the Financial Corruption Fund, will provide an overzealous amount for individuals in the legal industry as a safety net. And this is exactly what KRE Token, Caveman Rocks Empowerment, provides. It incentivizes us to ensure to practice humane culpability first rather than being stressful in the situations we are. And every day we have bills to pay. We have things to take care of. You're always sometimes paying hand over foot. And so as of next year, we want to have a financial freedom where we don't even have to worry about where our next paycheck is coming, is that when we're sleeping, residual incomes is created.
Passive income.
Passive income.
And that's why another platform in cryptocurrency that's so amazing, and it's called staking, right? In some of these companies, you can stake, and the APY is up to 800%. I mean, did y'all hear that? 800% APY a year. There's no bank in a fantasy world that's producing that. Yet in this crypto world, because the developers have figured out how to fractionalize the money so much that you receive the rewards of allowing your money to be used by others instead of big bank, big industry taking your money, issuing it out to everybody and their mama in the neighborhood, and then telling you they'll give you 2% interest in a year if you keep all of it there and don't take none out,
mm-hmm.
right? In crypto, you can put money in and take your APY monthly. Every 2 months.
So what we want to start with Bitcoin, when Bitcoin started over a decade ago, they had about 150 million, how do you say, units?
No, so what happens is you have supply.
Okay.
And with Bitcoin, the supply was 150 million tokens, period. Mm-hmm. There were, no more can ever be minted. At right now, only about 110, 120 has actually been mined out of the computers, which are these super long math problems. And that's why you have, there's so many areas of digital currency that people can make money. You have people who are buying the mining machines, and you just plug them up. It's a simple process. The machine does all the work, but Some of them are making anywhere from $30 a day to $150 a day in Bitcoin, right?
Mm-hmm. So how does one begin? KRE tokens, how many KRE tokens are available before launching?
So with us right now, let me pull it up. Wait, no, I have something for you.
And in a few
minutes, so with the KR token right now, we're released. We're going to be released on the Binance blockchain. That's where all of our information is. And the beauty of it, it's a permissionless and trustless process. You don't have to trust the people you're doing business with, because the blockchain keeps everything in order and it doesn't allow anything to go outside of what was originally in place.
So that eliminates the middleman, the stockbroker, so to speak.
The stockbroker, it eliminates the banker, eliminates all of them. But what it does create is exchanges, which in time, KRE will be bringing forth our own exchange, which is called Caveland Madness, and meaning that us as a people, especially those who have been incarcerated as well as those in society, there's been a lot of madness in our lives due to financial oppression. We can correct that by creating our own platform for young children of color as well as the old to bring what we feel valuable to our marketplaces, and that's what enhances and continues to increase the value of our currency within our own exchanges.
So what's the first step for a regular Joe Schmo like me to invest, to really get involved in purchasing the KRE token, so that way when it does
flow? If those people who would like to be a part of our IDO right now.
And what is IDO?
Initial Developers Offering.
Okay.
So
explain a little bit.
What that does is, once we came up with the concept, we wrote the code for the coin to make sure that it operates according to structure when the certain amount of coins are released at a time, so that we can't have a rug pull, meaning people try to steal your money, because this is dangerous too. We live in the world. There are scammers out there, I tell you first and foremost. So part of becoming aware of crypto is getting knowledge, which I will be coming, teaching how to properly own a crypto wallet. Just like you have a purse or a wallet in the physical, you need to have a wallet in the digital. And there's certain places where you would want to get these wallets from to make your bank more secure. So back to the KRE token. We will only be releasing 500 million KRE tokens to our IDO, which gives us liquidity to launch the coin, so anyone in the world can then go onto our website, kretoken.com, push the buy button, and that buy button will take you right to PancakeSwap, which is a exchange for the Binance blockchain.
Now that's a lot of
that's a lot of stuff that's probably foreign to y'all, but basically it means for early people who invest right now, if you put $50 in, that would equal to 0.098 BNB, which is the Binance coin, which equals 6,250,000 KRE coins for the moment, because we haven't even launched. If you do $100, you would get 12,500,000 KRE tokens. For $250, you get 31,250,000 KRE tokens. For $500, you could get 4,500,000 KRE tokens for 1,000. You'll get 125 million. For 10,000, you'll get 250 million. For 20,000, you could get 500 million. That's the max of those that will be released. Our max supply of coins is only 5 billion. So once our initial offering is done, we go public, everything from there starts to increase the value of our currency. We use the money to continue to move into the next stage of building our ecosystem, which is a video game. Our video game helps our community like this. The game is called Cave Raiders. A lot of younger generation as well as older generation will jump on to play this. It's these octopus types that's attempting to raid caves. However, the way it ties into our community and our people, what's in these caves that they're raiding are all the books, all of the business ideals, all of the artwork, all of the songs that are stuck away inside of these prison systems that I know firsthand are there from men and women who went in under the label of a drug dealer or the label of a killer or the label of a rapist, the label of a drug addict, whatever, or a prostitute, whatever it was so negative to people, they couldn't believe that these people could be used to create something good. However, anyone who knows God or the Bible, they know that some of the greatest works have been written while in confinement. We want to erect these projects and bring them into the physical world and produce them and sell them on our exchange, as well as any family members who have loved ones in the prison system. We're going to start to push our influence to take over the $1 billion a year phone industry. Now, imagine that. $1 billion from just the prison phone industry every year. Do you know how abusive that is? Why? Because they will charge you outrageous prices to talk with your loved ones while they're confined. These are all areas. The more our coin grows in value and recognition, we're using that to produce stronger watchdog organizations, funneling money into, well, not funneling, we're supporting, as our platform says, real activists, those frontline activists who have been there without money, without support. They're there day in, day out. Not the ones that come in anytime we have a situation and the news camera's going to be there. That is the only way KRE believes we can truly eradicate injustice around the world. Because injustice is not just happening in America, yet that's where we're focused in the beginning, but it's happening around the world.
Now, can you tell us the process of from beginning, just a synopsis on how important it is to even get to this level of having a KRE token in the market before it's even launched? How complex is that process?
Well, it was really difficult because you have to find the right coders to make sure that all of the things we're sharing is written into the code of the coin. Okay. And that's why we speak about the amazing abilities of the blockchain technology and this new thing called NFTs, non-fungible tokens. You may have heard that. Or if you haven't heard it, you're going to hear it on the news, on a TikTok, on social media somewhere, because it's all the rave. In fact, I think one of Tony Lane just released like a million NFTs with a few songs for a dollar to his fans. But what he didn't do correct, tokenomics with it, meaning real functionality. That's why this stuff, when we know about it, is becoming so powerful. If you are a sister out there and you have a soul food restaurant, you can create a NFT or brother, you know, or child, you know, whoever, whatever you're doing. I just love a woman cooking soul food. But if you have that restaurant, you could create NFTs that brings more attention to your restaurant, because you can say any if you buy this NFT at $20 or at $100, every time you come in, you'll get a free plate. But people can then sell that same NFT, which supports your company. It brings more awareness. This is how we support each other. Basically, it's making something that has ownership. Anytime an NFT is created, if it's art, if it's music, if it's a picture, if it's your voice, if it's anything different, if it's just you writing, hey, if you do this, I'm going to do this every time. That is an NFT that's stamped in a digital world with an ownership on it. So now it's become an asset. And if it's scarce, meaning it's not a lot of it, that asset will increase in value, especially if it has a community that supports it. All I've heard earlier in these conversations was how we want to support our community, but we point our fingers at all the people who ain't doing the right thing. However, ain't none of us paying those people, because they ain't moved on up and getting their paycheck from Massa. So how can you expect somebody to do the right thing when Massa still got him in check?
I think we need
you need some horns on that one.
On that one. There you go. So we definitely want to emphasize. There we go. We want to emphasize the importance of having our own. This is a God-given gift, Black family. When we have our own people creating a way for us to disconnect from the matrix, it is our duty to know what it is, how we can support, because the work is done. That's why I asked Cornelius specifically, what was the steps in even getting to the level of having a digital token on the market? I'm still learning this blockchain technology because it is complex. But when we have people that are in it and that is holding our hands and say, here, I did the work already, now it's time to invest. When it's time to blow up like Bitcoin, as we should have invested 10, 11 years ago, we would have been trillionaires, some of us.
Yes. In fact, there's a coin called Shiba Inu. Prime example. Last year, if you had invested $8,000 into that coin, except I think it was October last year when they came out. They came out last year, October. If you invested $1,000, this October you would have been worth $5.9 trillion. $5.9 trillion, I said, off of $8,000 investment. How do we know this is so? Someone did it. In 1 year, that's what the possibility of crypto. I tell people all the time, you have your money in the bank, you can go to sleep, wake up, that money ain't going to do nothing but get smaller, because the bank going to take some fees saying you didn't do this and you didn't do that. But in crypto, it is the only place that you can place your finances and at any given moment wake up and have parabolic changes, meaning it can go up 800%, 500%, 300%. So let's do that. What's 300% if you put $100 in? That means that $100 brings you in 300 more $100 bills. Ain't no banks doing that. Ain't no banks allowing you to go and borrow money without pulling your credit. Crypto does. If you have crypto, you can take your assets, put them in a DAO, borrow against that, and continue to do your thing.
Can you tell us where they can find you? For those who want more questions, or those who have questions who want more answers, or how they can learn more about investing.
Well, we have Caveland Madness YouTube. Our first two videos, I think they're up today, or they'll be up tomorrow, which allows you to teaches you how to open up a MetaMask wallet.
Oh, MetaMask. Okay,
yeah.
thank you for that.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that in. Also, I'll be doing videos there. You can go in. Every day we're going to start uploading different videos, different coins. I'm not just telling you to invest in KRE, which is for us as a community to eradicate injustice around the world. I will be sharing with you other coins that I'm investing in, such as MetaHero or the Ethereum blockchain. Every person should get a little bit of Bitcoin. I believe owning Bitcoin is like buying downtown London in the 1800s, but having the value of it today.
Right.
Right.
So I want to thank you so much for this informative, and it's not the last time.
Cornelius Don, Cornelius underscore Don one. You can hit me on IG. I'm on Facebook, Cornelius Don Gandy. You can DM me wherever. For my people, I'm very transparent. As soon as you DM me, I'll be right at you. We'll find a way to start communicating, help you get into, navigate your way through this crypto industry and make some money so that you can save your family.
Black power.
God power. Human power.
Let's see, Brother Cornelius Don. You still with us?
Yes, sir.
Let me see, did he go on? Okay, you still with us. We may have a couple of callers popping over here to see if at Texas, the 469 group runs youth and finance. So let's see what they're doing out there in Texas. I may have a question there. I do have a statement before you leave, but I wanted to catch the caller at 469-894. Let's see, number 15 and 16, your lines are open, and I think they may organize a question for you concerning the finances. Are you there? I think Dr. Shemaine Shaw is there. Are you there, Dr. Shemaine?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Great.
All right.
You're live with my brother, Cornelius Don. He's out on that west side. Of course, Dr. Shemaine Shaw is in Texas doing her thing in that Dallas region, and she can talk intelligently about finance, and she has a great support network of just strong supporters for the Panther program in that region. So let's see, you can either make your statement or question. Thank you.
So that's me. Full of questions. I want to take the class that you were speaking about teaching about the cryptocurrency. I've been very interested ever since Bitcoin came out. I just couldn't quite put my fingers on how do I get in there and give me a piece before it blew up, you know. So I definitely want to be in the know with the class that they're offering to teach about it. Oh yeah, we were interested on Shiba Inu too. If you know anything about that one.
Yes, yeah. Shiba Inu, actually, it's a great time to get you some of Shiba Inu right now. They on a dip. In fact, Bitcoin is on a dip. I think I was just looking, it's down at around like 46,000. However, I'm looking at Bitcoin by the end of January 2022 to be somewhere around 90,000. So that would be a really nice increase. Then you can take that Bitcoin, if you were able to purchase the whole one at 46 right now, you could take that 96, put it in a DAO, and live off of the interest off of it. You don't got to work no more.
Right. Sounds great.
It's wonderful.
All right.
Not to mention, though, also to the community, the metaverse, We will be speaking about other coins in that. We really have to make a presence, Ma, in this metaverse. We have to be noticed, recognized, and represented in there. And the only way we can do it is do it better than the way we've been represented on this physical planet. We have to have ownership there. Right now, you can get it. It's in our grasp. It's in the thousands. It's in the hundreds of dollars. But it's moving up daily.
Right.
I heard that how you can make different images, like one image into 30 different images, and be able to sell it and get like the currency, the cryptocurrency with it. And you could use that cryptocurrency that you receive from selling it, all the different images. I don't know what it's called. I forgot what it's called, but I feel like I could refine it and send it to you guys. But basically, we're talking about he was teaching how to create the different images and different apps you can use on adding different clips or whatnot to the images to be able to sell at a dollar price.
Yes, he's talking. You're talking about NFTs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. NFT.
Yes, that's what I'm
saying. That is a non-fungible token. In fact, we just had a little sister, 12 years old. She was an artist. She created the Long Neck Women. And she made $12 million.
Long Neck Women. And she made $12 million. That's right. That's right. Never mind.
That's right. Okay.
My daughter is into That's stuff like that, so I'm trying to find different stuff for her to do similar to that, but I don't really know all the inner workings of how to get everything set up. So if you have a class on that, definitely interested in that.
Yeah, when she bored, she dropped three-dimensional all kind of stuff. Like, I don't even know how to call that thing, like you see in the kaleidoscope.
Well, with that, we would love to have you releasing all of your artwork on Caveland Madness. We'll be the first to support it, as well as we want to start teaching our community to go out there and get these free NFTs. There is over 1,000 free NFTs out there every day. Our people are lazy. They won't do the small things like go and open up a free MetaMask crypto wallet so that you can receive an NFT if someone wants to give you free money. And some NFTs are selling for millions of dollars.
Can they download the MetaMask app now?
Yes, it's very easy. You can go inside your smartphone, download the MetaMask app. To make sure that it's the right one, it's going to look like a fox. And it's called
MASK?
Yes, ma'am. MetaMask. It's called MetaMask.io or MetaMask Wallet.
It's like a fox. Got it.
If you type it up on your search engine, it's going to take you to MetaMask.io, so you'll know that you're in the right one.
Yeah,
another thing.
I got the
to all of my people. If you're downloading this MetaMask wallet right now, before you do it or as you're doing it, make sure you go get you a secure book, something that you're going to be putting your passwords, your seed phrase, something that you're going to keep to yourself, because these are the keys to your bank. And no matter I don't care who – what you get, email, anything, you never give out your seed phrase unless somehow you are attempting to get into your MetaMask from another device and you have to use it to put the app on that device. But anyone else, MetaMask or none of them, will ever ask for your seed phrase. You never give it. You never give it.
Okay.
Well, that's black power.
Never get it. What do you call it, a seed phrase?
I'm thanking you, Brother Cornelius Don, for updating everyone here at Black Power Radio with the concept. And the cryptocurrency is announced by all knowledgeable financiers as
as the way of the future. This is what's coming, and it will be in place. And we have developed, Dr. Mello, Desire, and I, and other poets. I don't know if Joe, if Sister Janae Cook Muhammad, I don't know if she's still online. We want to build that network and keep this team that, we've established alive for Black people as a viable resource for information, I mean, for cryptocurrency, for money, political, social, and military information, urban combat, guerrilla warfare, if necessary, but definitely a resource for the Black activists, the Black Pan-Africanists, those people who are who have once been prisoners, ex-prisoners, and if some want to call themselves ex-offenders, then we want that network there to service Black people. So I want you to find some sense of permanency here with Black Power Radio, and we'll constantly update the public and keep our local, national, and international network going and flowing for Black people in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad and fulfilling the aspirations of Alhaj Malika Shabazz, our beloved brother, freedom-fighting Omar Wali. If you want to say Malcolm X, it's okay. But those that are choosing to go after the scholarship of Alhaj Malika Shabazz and those who are willing to meet us in Los Angeles at Leimert Park on May 19th, May 20th, May 21st, and on May 22nd. And that's going to be a special day. Dr. Mello Desire has announced it already. I know she's going to say it again, but something special is going to go on the 22nd. It's a great surprise for everybody. But if you don't make it there, you're going to be square. So it's best you be there or be square, inclusive of the conference just before our trip to Los Angeles. Everyone is invited to be at the National Black Political Conference, the 50th anniversary in Newark, New Jersey. You really don't want to miss that, brother and sister. I think it will be unlimited. When you know that Black Caucus, they got unlimited, if they come live with it, research every technology, every modern labor-saving device, every form of technology, whatever's new in cars, I promise you, brother and sister, you will not regret making the social political conference in Newark and the Alhaj Malika Shabazz, his born day observance in Los Angeles. I want to see you in Newark, and I want to see you in Los Angeles, California, so we can what is Don Cornelius? Or is it Cornelius Don, right? Red on his ball.
Yes, sir.
All my so you got to rub him on his ball for it. So we're happy. You don't do revolution, brother and sister, if you can't find any excitement and you're not happy doing this and happily pleasing God, being happily pleasing and servicing Black people, you're in the wrong network. But if you love Black people and love servicing Black people, you're in the right place, right station, and it's like Curtis Mayfield said, that train is always, say, people get ready because there is a train coming, and it's just picking up passengers coast to coast. He has so many timely phrases, and they're not timely phrases, brother and sister, if you don't use them. It's not a passport to your freedom if you don't use it. It's not knowledge, wisdom, or understanding. It's not money. It's not cryptocurrency if you don't use it. So we ask you and invite you to use all. We are live here at Black Power Radio. So use this network. Use the station and our brothers and sisters. So I want the brother to leave his closing remarks as well as his contact information with you and one more blast from the past. And we love you, Brother Don Cornelius, and hope you, excuse me, Brother Cornelius Don. I did that one. But go ahead. Black Power.
I love Brother Don Cornelius as well. Rest in peace. His soul is with us tonight, and he's telling all of us. make sure y'all get y'all a little bit of that KRE token before this new year is here. This is the best way you can spend some money on, if you have a loved one that's in prison, buy them a little KRE for Christmas. If you yourself have love for your finances, buy yourself a little KRE for Christmas. You can contact me at Cornelius, C-O-R-N-E-L-I-U-S, at cavemanrocks.com. That's with a K, K-A-V-E-M-A-N-R-O-C-K-S.com. Cornelius at cavemanrocks.com. Contact me if you would like to be an early adapter in the KRE token. We'll send you the information, how to process that. Make sure you have your MetaMask account set up so that you can receive your tokens as soon as you make your transactions. And we'll move forward. And I'll see you on the moon of success.
My. Well, we thank you so much again and greet you. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. And you will not be a stranger here at Black Power Radio, I will assure you. As long as Dr. Mello desires on this network, I will assure you, you'll be on standby for the rest of your days, brother. So you've been volunteered here at Black Power Radio. And have so much for you and Dr. Desire and all of those West Coast representatives, our beloved sister, Dr. Charmaine Shah, and her whole family and network are involved in this Black Power Network. And our beloved sister, Janae, and all those brothers up in New York are so enthused about this, excited. Down there. You created so much excitement. You brought Brother Jermaine Alexander out of I'm not going to call it seclusion or hiding or wherever you have to fish him up from. He came live on Black Power Radio. Jumped on that knucklehead Zulu Shabazz. I don't know. It's just whatever it is what it is. And that's the reason we are here at Black Power Radio, because of the, I'm going to call it an open statement of criminal neglect of the past. And it's coming to bite you in the hampas at the present. So we are here. We're keeping it live. There ain't no jive. It's just straight shooters here at Black Power Radio. And we have so much love. It's overflowing. We're still feeding We the People every day at the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And we give food, clothing, and shelter, and transportation for medicine, health, back and forth to court. We do that every single day. 365 or 24/7 and 365. We're live here at Black Power Radio. And we thank you all so much for joining us tonight. And I don't know if we had any more comments out there. There may be one or two more that want to give you more of what you want to listen to Black Talk and Black Power Radio for. We see there is some black lightning. We must get a sample of black lightning before we leave. So we might as well get him at 301. 301 and 682. Black Lightning, you are actually live right here on Black Power Radio with Cryptocurrency. The blueprint for freedom, justice, and equality, from evolution to black revolution and black power.
Black power, the evolution of the revolution, y'all. Black power to all my comrades, black revolutionaries out there, and a prayer for all of our
black power
brothers who are not home yet. And salute. I want to give y'all a little piece of this. I had my Tupac ready, but I had my Tupac ready for the occasion, but it didn't happen as quick as I thought. But here it goes. Two of the illest, realest brothers, soldiers that you ever see, frontline revolutionary. Between him and me, you'll never fear the enemy. Like 10 Khalid Muhammad nightmares in a row, but he's speaking for the enemy, inner me. So my people say a prayer until they let my brother go. 12 in the ground, one twin in the pen, but 10 more step up, and we do it again. And never, never, ever think that you're going to get us down, keep us down. And just wanted to say salute. So it's been getting to me today, you know what I'm saying? There's too many of us swept out of wayside, too many of us following the, in the wrong direction. So wipe the tear from my eye. Now you know that it's dry. And there's always hope when you jump bad with my people at the end of my scope. And with close quarter drill all up in your grill, ice pick will test your vest. And I have to defend mine, you know. So I'm just saying, we're not going out like no suckers. And this ain't no walk in the park. This ain't no tiptoe through the tooth. And we're not standing idly by. When we say watch and pray, that means we're watching you. We praying to the Almighty for guidance. Because we're not going to jump and get our people in any kind of predicament. We're going to jump and get our people free. You dig that? So, it's already been said, 77 Bakers, to keep this train rolling, keep this train alive, and keep our people on the right track. And I am a black revolutionary. Come on, y'all, kick it with me. I am.
A black revolutionary.
Let me just put it like this. Wipe the tip from my eye, and now this is dry. There's always hope at the end of my.
Oh, man, I had to give him the key.
Give me a snap finger.
Go ahead, Black Power.
Okay. I try. I'm gonna drop like it's hot. All right. I wipe the tip of my eye, and now that it's dry, jump bad with my people at the end of my scope. There's always hope. And when close quarter drill all up in your grill, ice pick will test your vest. And if I have to defend mine, I'll stand strong. On that front line, black boots on the ground till the day I die. I take a bite out of your apple pie. Keep it real black, strong, oh my, oh my. I'm like a runaway slave from the plantation. Freedom of death is my salvation. Counter-revolutionaries serving up the Kool-Aid. They ain't with the revolution. They just about getting paid. Lying in the pockets, and let's keep it real. Because my people getting ill. So on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth, I am a black revolutionary, and I'm not a happy slave. Black power.
Black power.
Mm-hmm. Assalamu alaikum,
black power.
Alaikum salam.
My brother. Black Lightning for that contribution tonight. And we're just thrilled with all of our listeners and all of the contributors here at Black Power Radio. We're down to the closing mark, and we're going to try to reach out to Fresh Fresh on that west side all the way out in Oaktown and out in Vallejo, Fairfield, Oaktown, San Francisco Bay Area, reaching out to our beloved brother Fred. As Fred is on that 707 at 805, you're live. Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, everybody. Black Power. I just came from the streets, and it's raining like dogs out there, but I'm out there in that rain doing my job. But listen, we had a good show tonight, and I'm glad to mention to everybody who was listening. But listen, I got that for you, Aspar. It'll be coming in tomorrow. And then, like I said, we are the new Black Power. We're not saying do-do-do-do. We are the new Black Power. And maybe you're doing a good show on the show on in L.A., you know what I mean? I really appreciate you. Right. So listen, I'm going to give you the information tomorrow, but taking you back to my main man, Black Power Radio with Aspa.
And thank you, and assalamu alaikum, and Black Power to the West Side.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. So Fred is Fred. I mean, just as consistent as the rain and sunshine. He's been with Black Power Radio from the inception to conception, and always has some energy to share, and always has ample resources to share, and he has so much love to share here on Black Power Radio, and that's what the whole main thrust is. That Marvin Gaye tells us all the time, all that God asks of us is that we give each other love, and we know that all that we said, all we can say, Dr. Mellow Desire is going to say her final piece to get everybody focused on what we need to be about. Give us some of those marching orders as we roll out to the finish line of this episode of Black Power Radio. Black Power?
All right. All right, Black family. So we're nearing to the end of the year, and we really want to reflect on how we're going to move for 2022. Are we going to be the same, or are we going to march to a different drum? Either or, the train is leaving, and you're going to get your ticket right now. So join us first at the National Black Political Convention, April 28th to May 1st in Newark, New Jersey, and then we'll head right back to Los Angeles, where we'll have 3 days of atonement and rebuilding on El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, also known as Malcolm X, also known as Umawale. Our spiritual connection is what I want us to connect with this year, starting with you. What we're going to do on January 1st all depends on what your walk is. But when we come together, let it be exceptional. Let it be astronomical. Let it be in excellence. So I like to close off with a verse of 1 Corinthians 13, where it is a verse we should all live by. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy, and it does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, nor easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always preserves. And now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these in love is love. And that is the main message here on Black Power Radio, is that no matter what, we love each other. And we must continue to do so in our actions. So I look towards for you if you want to join us for our weekly Thursday leadership meeting. The door's open. Come on by. We want to hear your ideas. Come and join the revolution the right way. And if you want more information, you can give me a call at 323-884-8583. Questions on leadership or dates or upcoming events or even how to invest into your KRE conversion coin. Again, revolution cannot be moving forward without finances, so make sure you pay your membership dues, you pay any resources that we are providing for you. It all needs to be financed. So 77 Bakers, that's $77Bakers. You know the drill. But next year, I'd like us to come with some real resources and solutions, because we can't talk each other to death for so long. This is exactly where we are. And January 1st, we're going to look for that new blood. And then if you're on it, you're on it. We welcome you. If you're not on it, we still welcome you, but you welcome you over there. Over here, we have some solutions ready to execute and assignments to get. And that's what we look to. So Black Power, Black Love, keep it black, and keep it revolutionary at all times.
Black Power. Black Power. And then one more call. I went to the bottom of the queue and found a 618 area code out there that's right at the bottom of the queue. We've got 618 at 531. At 618-531, you are live on Black Power Radio. 618, let me see. Maybe a combination. Let's see which one of these is live. There's 2618s out there, so let's see which one is live. At 618,
531. Black Power.
Black Power. Am I muted still?
No, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
You're loud and clear, Black Power. And you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Yeah, I was trying to get on earlier, but I sent you a couple messages. I guess I was muted, but I just wanted to add on to the what Brother Cornelius was talking about with the stock market and the crypto, something that was important. I don't know if I was on and off, if he mentioned it or not, but it's important if someone like himself or myself who already has different platforms, if we send them the link, then they can get free crypto and as well as ourselves. So it's a good way to get started. If they have limited or no money, it's a good way to get started without any money. So I just wanted to throw that out there, as well as some other stocks that are booming right now, but it's a little late for that. But before anybody signed up, I just wanted to add, try to get with somebody who already has different platforms and get some free stock.
Oh, wonderful. Can you give us some information of who you are and what we can – what we can do to be on board?
Okay, yeah, it's Sister Lacey. Yeah, so I can share my number. I have probably 6 different platforms, and I'm sure Brother Cornelius has some as well, so people can, you know, get a foot in. But my number is 618-531-2640.
Yes,
and I'll be glad.
And let me give you give you numeric for the numerically pure at heart. Give that number one more time.
618-531-2640.
And the only other thing that you have to be mindful, every time you call, you have to do it. If you press 1, once you get inside of the studio at 646-478-4447, then you must press 1. They don't always warn you on the recording, and that's probably what you're getting. So you have to press 1, then you go rise up to the top where we can see you. And we certainly do appreciate your call. And, man, it's a wonderful experience here at Black Power Radio. And again, we offer love. That's who trained yours truly, Shaky Mam Akbar. Kathy Hughes gave us a thing called WOL, that we offer love. And the closest thing I could find in the old albums we dug up was Marvin Gaye saying that God is love. And that's been like an eternal theme song. We have adopted a new song. We still have to plug it in for We the People. But we offer love. And We the People love you so much. And we keep it strong, black. And we always keep it revolutionary here at Black Power Radio. Anyone else on closing comments, information, emails? Is Chairwoman Janae still out there on the front line, or any of those network callers still with us? Kavan is gone. The other ones are gone. So that's Black Power. And did you, Lacey, or Dr. Melodesire, have anything else that they needed to say?
No, we just want to remind everyone we just want to remind everyone to stay collective, and don't forget those 2 dates. Newark, New Jersey, April 28th to May 1st, and Leimert Park, Los Angeles, May 19th to the 21st. And on the 22nd, we are going to have a private investors dinner, and this will be by invite only at the, I don't think I'll let you know the address yet, but tune in, and you'll definitely know when and where, what and how. Just stay in the loop. Love you very much, and there's nothing you can do about it. Black Power.
Black Power. And that's sure
Black
you can say 19, 20, and
Black
21.
Power.
But you don't want to miss May. Is that right,
Jeanette? Yeah,
you don't want to miss May 22nd in Los Angeles. Go ahead.
Right, Black Power. We don't want to miss that, and we want to make sure that we get a shoebox, fill it up with some toys, socks, toiletries. Send it. You can send it to D.C. or you can send it directly to Sierra Leone. We are doing this in honor of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Mohamed. We are doing this for his birthday. So many years we've done tributes to him.
And it's time to honor him globally. Everybody loves Dr. Garland. You know, everybody loved him. And he stood for more than just the regular rhetoric that we hear every day. He was a man. He was a man's man. And we miss him and we love him so very much. So if you love Dr. Collins, extend your hand to these children of Sierra Leone and get together with us here in Washington, D.C. and pack up some shoe boxes. The kids need shoes. They need bottoms. They don't have pants. They don't have tops. So just little small stuff. Nothing really big, nothing really major. You can go to the Dollar Tree and spend $20 and fill up two boxes of food. So just be thinking about that side. Think about somebody else during this season. Black Power. If you need
Black Power.
What we have been able to do in the past, and I hope we can bring this back, at least do it at least once to prove who we are. But a container. I'm with these African brothers in Washington that are frequently shipping containers. Well, what the hell is in a container? They got computers, television, automobiles, all types of clothing, toilet paper, socks, all of your old Nikes, all of your used and new items. You won't probably need a full mink winter coat. But everything less than a full mink winter coat, you can bring it, and it can be used in Africa. Our brothers and sisters are in need. They're just in need from just wholesale international criminal neglect. Everybody and their mama and them have gone into Africa to get the mineral resource, the natural resource, the human resource, and everything from a computer to a telephone, from a dishwasher to an automobile. They pulled the resources out of Africa and used it all the way up. We know in the Sudan, Ethiopia, there's other places that are flooding throughout Africa. So let's keep it, be mindful. Let's work on Sierra Leone. Let's see if we can get at least one container. That's like a three-quarter. When you see a track and trailer going down the highway, that's almost a three-quarter track and trailer. The trailer part on a big 18-wheeler. It's what we need to fill up if we really want to say who I know we actually are, to fill up that container and send it to Sierra Leone. That's not too much asked of you, Black Power audience. And then, yeah, I know you got it. I'm not even going to question if you got it. But are you willing to share it? And that is the question here at Black Power Radio tonight. But with all that has been said, and everyone, be there, be square in the beautiful city of Newark, whatever's left of it. And also be there, be square. There's plenty left in Los Angeles. That's the main thrust. You have to be there or you won't be here. You understand. That's a demand and a command to be in Los Angeles on May 19, May 20, May 21, May 22. And that's a big surprise for you. You got to be there to find out what it is. Keep it strong. Keep it black. Keep it revolutionary. You have the best and most informed audience on the internet anywhere, I declare. Be there, be square. Stay with us and be strong. Did you have anything left for us, Sister Lacey, on crypto, on East St. Louis, on whatever's going on in the world of Sister Lacey X? Is there anything else left on your front burner? You can hear that. Are you there, Sister Lacey X?
I'm here.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Anything left on your front burner before we close with our beloved brother Marvin Gaye, who's going to say it best?
Like, yeah, I think everybody's probably gone now, so I'm sure we'll have another session on crypto and in stock market. I can offer what I know. I've been playing the market for quite a long time, and there's a lot of opportunities with the new infrastructure bill being passed in the EVs, energy, battery-operated cars. There's just a lot of ways to make a lot of money right now, especially while the market is down. It's time to get in. So with the crypto and also with the regular stocks. So I guess I'll catch the next show and share what I know.
You're talking to a line four. I'm just telling you. Yes, sir. See, he came in through Dr. Mello's line, so he may be gone off of her line. But everybody else.
Oh, no, he's right here. We're all here. Matter of fact, we extend that invitation. We extend that invitation. And Sister Lacey, if you would like to be a guest next Sunday to explain exactly what Cornelius has been doing with digital currency, we definitely would love to have your input. So, we would love to have you on that.
I'm in the metaverse. I bought some land in Brooklyn, New York today and also in Chicago. So, yeah, we probably have some different aspects of it that we can share and maybe people get a full understanding coming from two different perspectives. So, sure.
That'd be wonderful. Black power. More knowledge, more power.
All praises are due. We again thank you. And if you had a number or email or cryptocurrency address, whatever you want to leave in the way of making contact information, we'd certainly like you to leave it right here on your radio. Black Power,
to text me at 618-531-2640.
All right. That's one more time, in case I got it, missed it the first two times, and he went back and got his counsel. For the numerically pure at heart, please give your number once more. Black Power?
618-531-2640.
All right. So with that, we're just keeping it black and strong. And I don't know if Brother Cornelius had anything to respond to Sister Lacey. We don't leave anything out of the loop. So is Brother Cornelius Don still online?
I'm still.
He hear anything that he needed to respond to? Black Power?
Black Power, brother. I'm still here, and all I have to say is I would love to work with this sister. And what she was saying is on point. In the stock market, it is a lot of opportunities as well, especially in energy efficient and AI. AI is huge. Anybody who don't understand that their plan is not for you to be cooking your food, passing your food out at restaurants any longer, fixing cars. If you've been there working at where they're making cars forever, thinking you secure, they want to do away with that. Truck drivers, they want to do away with that. They want to have them driving themselves with AI inside of it. So those industries are booming right now.
That's right. Yeah.
Artificial intelligence.
I also make money doing call and put options. So let it be something that I can share. That's how you learn how to make money with the market when it goes up. And you also make money when the stock drops. So you make money when it come up. You make money when it goes down with these call option contracts. So I would love to share that with the group as well.
Black Power. It'll be hot by Sunday. So I'm inviting everyone here tonight. Black on Sunday. I'm inviting you on to Black Power, Black Panther Women's Radio. They take over all day Sunday and put the info out. For those that want to know what I'm doing out here, I'm pushing food. I push the food, pharmaceuticals, like your boy, I think it's Kobe Bryant. He was a pharmaceutical man. And the other one is keep your eyes open on the electronic industry. As he said, battery cars, but the electronic truck that is used by Prime America in a lot of these areas. But they bought it, I think, one of the main stockholders is Ford, but there is a new auto that's on. It's a electric truck that is able to transport like a van or a cargo or mover that's out there that you might want to put your eyes on. And you can get a piece of that stock and a piece of that investment. And they got a cryptocurrency damn near everywhere. So keep your eyes open on what a shaky man does. Find the food. You know you got to eat. Eat yourself because you need organic food. You need the halal, clean food so you can preserve your health status. I won't necessarily give you longevity, but definitely you'll be in your right mind and the best while you're here on earth. Keep your eye on the health food, pharmaceuticals, and the electric car. At least I've looked at those, and
There are people making money in that within my network, and I hope that you will get out, make you some money, and put it all right here on Black Power Radio. But keep it black and strong, brother and sister. We love you so much, and we'll be right back here Sunday and Monday next week at 646-478-4447. It's all in America, pure at heart. You can put all your money right into dollar sign, 77 Bakers. Keep us on the air. Be here or be goddamn it square. We love you so much. And if all we can say and all that we have said, we're saying black power and a strong black military to black the call. But all that we can say, we know our beloved brother Marvin Gaye is saying it best. And I just want to say to you, assalamu alaikum and black power.